say any amount is too little and every amount is never enough.
The Biden administration is officially asking the UN to come in and sanction the United States for reparations, saying that America was founded on slavery and is inherently evil, and that the UN should come in and help administer $5 million of U.S. taxpayer money to every black person.
The stolen men and women and children were brought to our shores in chains, subjected to unimaginable cruelty. My nation's original sin was that period.
On December 16th, 2005, the UN General Assembly reaffirmed the importance of providing reparations for gross violations of international human rights law by adopting a 5-point legal framework for reparations. And that has become our norm.
Now, obviously, it's about a UN takeover. Are they going to go to China and get reparations for the 3 million Muslim Uyghur slaves in Western China? No. And if you bring it up on a basketball court, they'll kick you off. Like you've seen in the NBA.
Yeah, nobody cares about what's happening to the Uyghurs, okay? You bring it up because you really
what?
Care. And I think
what
that's
do you mean,
nice that you
cares?
Care. Of all the things that I care about, yes, it is below my line.
No. It's all about America being mad and this carrot being dangled of go along with the UN, go along with the world government, and it's going to give you reparations. It's the UN building the refugee centers after they ran the lockdowns worldwide that starved over 50 million people in the last 3.5 years to death. They're murdering people en masse. Paramilitary UN troops are slaughtering people all over the world.
The hardest moment is thinking about leaving your country as you hear the sounds of explosions and gunfire.
How can you go to a country for 20 years to stabilize and you don't stabilize and you think that you have succeeded in doing something?
I was on an airplane flying back and I said, let me just watch this show.
Tell them the Men in Black sent you.
So I want to see the propaganda in it. And it was all about evil British white mercenaries enslaving a mythical African country that has this magical element in it, similar to Black Panther and Wakanda. And I'm sitting there watching the mercenaries. You know who the mercenaries work for. They work for really one of four or five groups, but it's the UN's the main group that has mercenaries slaughtering and enslaving, just like the movie, literally. And then there's China.
China's recently been accused of trying to take over Uganda's Seoul International Airport if the East African country fails to pay a $200 million loan for the expansion of the site.
Over the last several decades, China has been pumping resources into Africa. The country has invested hundreds of billions of dollars across the continent, ranging in everything from transportation and infrastructure to real estate and technology.
It's been found that if an African country recognizes Taiwan as a country, they receive, on average, 2.7 fewer Chinese infrastructure projects within their borders each year. Conversely, if an African country votes overwhelmingly along with China in the United Nations General Assembly, they receive 1.8 more infrastructure projects each year.
Analysts have accused them of debt colonialism. There are fears China is making loans it knows states cannot repay.
Beijing may engage in what critics characterize as debt trap diplomacy, lending designed to force countries into handing over land, minerals, and strategic assets when they default on a loan.
China is among the world's top 10 largest contributors of troops to the UN. The country currently has about 80% of its blue beret-wearing peacekeepers deployed in Africa. Chinese military observers, engineers, medics, police, and other UN personnel help maintain peace and security, protect vulnerable groups, and support development.
You see these movies, and the UN's the savior, and there's this UN group of superheroes that come to create stability and battle Black Adam because he's too violent, and they're the UN, and they're going to save the world, when it's the UN that is the biggest group running those lithium mines in those slave camps. They run it, they control it, they get a big cut of the money from the multinational corporations. And who gets 98% of rare earth minerals out of the ground in the world? The Chaicoms. So in most cases, the Chaicoms don't run the enslavement. They run the civilian side of it, extracting it and controlling the slaves. But the paramilitary camps are run by the UN on record. But when you watch a movie from Hollywood, it's the UN saving everyone from the mercenaries. A lie, a lie, a lie. All of it, a big, giant, damn lie. We don't hear about the UN paying reparations for all the African slaves they got right now or for cutting the damn food off. We're live, folks. Stay with us. Two amazing nootropics, that means brain power, are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and they're both 50% off. We haven't offered these for 50% off since last Christmas. These are amazing products, and for those of you on the fence, I want you to try them. BrainForce Ultra hits in 15 minutes, only lasts 3 hours with no hangover. It is a game changer. Nobody's got something close to this. Then our BrainForce Plus is a good, basic, clean nootropic. Gives you 4 to 6 hours of amazing energy, again, with no hangover, no jitters. Both products back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your BrainForce Ultra, your BrainForce Plus, and your TurboForce, all exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And know you're funding the second American Revolution, 1776 worldwide. The answer to 1984 is 1776, and the answer for energy is BrainForce.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
You'll take my life, but I'll take yours too. You'll fire your musket, but I'll run you through. While you're waiting for the next attack, you better stand. There's no turning back.
You'll take my life, but I'll take yours too. You fire your musket, but I'll run you through. So when you're waiting for the next attack, you better stand. There's no turning back. The field was sound, the charge begins. But on this battlefield, no one wins. The smell of musketry smoke and horses breath. As the virgin into certain death.
Oh. It is Tuesday, June 13th, 2023. Around the world are on our republic right now as it sinks into the frothing, stinking swamp of the New World Order. It's the swampification of our once great republic. Our republic's been stolen and been dead for a long time, but unlike a person, it can rise like the phoenix from the ashes. All right, I had some guests lined up today, but I told the producers to cancel them or move them because I was sitting there thinking, what am I doing wrong this morning? And I thought, you're not taking calls during this historic situation. In fact, you've been hogging the airwaves since Friday with your own pontifications. And so we need to cover news and take calls. And that's what we're going to do today. And boy, is there a lot of it. You know, it's very frustrating to see Senator Grassley, who's been one of the better watchdogs in his long tenure at the Senate. He's the guy that exposed Delta Force at Waco that burned down the building and killed everybody. I mean, he brings the stuff out. I mean, I'll hand it to him. But it's always a day late and a dollar short. He exposed the NSA spying long before Snowden did. I mean, he always just does it like an old turtle. He's got to be like 150 years old. He was old when I first got on air 29 years ago. He doesn't even look any different. I don't know what's going on. Maybe he's a robot. But I watched his 11-minute speech yesterday on the Senate floor yesterday. I watched it when it wasn't live later in the afternoon. And he was reading stuff out of a classified FBI report that shouldn't be classified. He pointed that out. And I was watching it, and I was like, wait a minute. I've heard these tapes. I've heard these tapes. I mean, here's the deal. If you watch child porn, even as a journalist, they can put you in prison, selectively enforce it. You know, used to journalists expose crimes. You got awards for it. Now, if you do it, they can get a grand jury to indict you. So when I got into his laptop when it was public, you know, 3 years ago, when it first got out on the internet a few months before the election, I spent about 5 hours on it or longer. And I made the decision. I've talked about it a lot. I called the crew and I said, I'm ordering you not to look at the laptop because, and I rarely tell the crew what to do. I hire people I trust and just turn them loose. But I said, I'm not going to have my crew looking at child porn. Because there was child porn on there. And I looked at 1% of it. I mean, you could spend months on there. I mean, this guy was videoing and taking photos and recording everybody and recording himself. But just what I found was, I work for Chinese intelligence. He's worth $37 billion, and he disappeared 2 months ago. Dad, what do I do? I'm a Chinese agent of Xi Jinping, and my handler's gone. Daddy, I mean, I played that tape like 20 times here. There's hours of it. And I mean, look, it's not that I'm a coward when it comes to fighting tyranny or, you know, doing all the things I've done, but I am kind of a coward when it comes to looking at child porn. So it's not just that they could spin it and put me in jail for looking at it. I don't want to look at it. I'm not going to look at it. And I punted on this. I just said, I can't look at it. Well, now it's all been looked at and Trump's talked about it. Reportedly, it's Hunter screwing kids as young as 10 years old. So, I mean, these are pedophile thoroughbreds, ladies and gentlemen. So, Grassley has seen the unredacted reports, other than FBI agents and names they blacked out. I don't know why, to a chief senator, head of a major committee. I mean, and he points that out. He goes, you're not supposed to black this out to the public, much less to a senator who's on all these committees, a chairman of them. He said, but that's the disrespect to the FBI, of the people that run it at the top. I don't want to say everybody, and when I say everybody in the FBI is not a criminal, it's because I'm going to be accurate. It's not about kissing their ass or being in good with the FBI. There's a lot of good people at the FBI. So I'm not going to sit there and say they're all criminals. But I also don't want to say it to kiss their ass. It's a disgusting agency. It needs to be abolished. It's totally criminal at the top. There's no fixing it. It's got to be a new agency, new people, new mission. And anybody at a senior level who, I'm sorry to say, who's worked for any of this regime cannot ever be in the new agency. I mean, it's out of control. But to just say, oh, they're all criminals, it's just not true. But at the top, yeah, they are all criminals. And that's on the good side, running to worse. I mean, a bunch of them are pedos and multinational globalist UN agents. I mean, most of the FBI and Justice Department leadership has been in these UN Interpol brainwashing groups and think the UN runs the world. I mean, it is disgusting. But let me just get back to what I'm saying, because I kind of want to tell you what's coming up today. We have the Grassley information, and it's been coming out for a while. And Roger Stone's talked to senior members of the House that have seen all the documents. And he says that it is just insanely damning, because it's not just what's in the laptop. They were taking money from the Chinese and the Russians and from the Ukrainians and from the Mexican drug cartels. You know, they just came out the other day. They've had state attorney generals that are investigating what's going on come out and say, man, the Democrats are like working with the drug cartels. And the media is like, you crazy conspiracy theorists. Of course they're working with the drug cartels. The drug cartels are making $50 million a year or more. Damn right they are. Human smuggling, all of it. You don't think Nancy Pelosi called MS-13 God's children, all God's children, because she just said that for no reason. And that's the thing. Republicans aren't perfect. Far from it. But I've seen interviews with former top mobsters, you name it. They're like, we could never get Republicans to take money or work for us. They tell us just go to hell. They tried to shake Trump down. He said, get out of my office, I'll kick your ass. Oh, you're gonna kill me? Go ahead. Get the hell out of here before I beat your ass. I mean, that's how I am. Somebody shows up, tries to shake me down, I'll be like, just pull a gun out. Really? Yeah. go piss up a rope. But the point is that the Democratic Party is a criminal enterprise. And people need to get that through their heads, okay? Their judges, their lawyers, their people are a converted group of pure criminals. They always had problems, even back in JFK's day, but they are fully, fully converted to evil, all right? And you need to understand that. They have no bottom. They'll do anything. And so that's where we are. And the good news is people finally get it. I've been saying this 1,000-plus times. The day we realize that we have absolute psychotics in control that are out to destroy us is the day we start winning. The day we realize they already killed the country, but the country can rise again, we start winning. And now you see the Republican senators and Trump and mainline Republicans saying there's a multinational corporate New World Order globalist hijacking of the country and the Federal Reserve's private and they're wrecking everything and they're coming after our kids and they're shipping the drugs in and they're pedophiles. Yeah. Okay. Good. Oh, great. Now we can admit the situation we're in and roll up our sleeves and we're a lot tougher than we think we are and realize we're locked up in a room with these people. And they're not going to go away by denying or sticking our head in the sand or putting our head under the covers. We're going to have to roll up our sleeves and just get to dismantling these people. And that means politically, culturally, spiritually. And if they attack us physically. And it's what happens when you roll up your sleeves and decide to open a can of whoop-ass. And I'm using that as an analogy. I'm not saying be violent, but I'm saying politically be very aggressive and brutal. You don't kick somebody's ass by thinking about it. You just do it. You say, you know what? This person's hurting me. I'm going to roll my sleeves up. I'm going to jump on top. I'm going to bash their brains out. Then you just do it. That's how it works. Tell your body.
InfoWarsStore.com is like a grocery store or like a vitamin shop. We want to have all the best brands for you. We want to have a bunch of different choices for you. So I get constant questions online and in person. Hey, what's better? Knockout. What's better? Down and out. What's better? Why do you sell two or three different sleep aids? And the answer is different herbal formulas, different compounds are better for different people. So one person might like this coffee, another person likes that coffee. That's how our bodies work. They're all very diverse. But we've been able to private label a national bestseller that's been sold for many years that people love and sell for a lower price under the name InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep. This is a great formula full of amazing safe compounds, give you deeper, cleaner, restful sleep, and it's in stock available right now of 25% off out of the gates. So get your InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep today at InfoWarsStore.com. In the short time we have, I can't get into all the incredible ingredients and super femal vitality. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, read about the ingredients, look them up for yourself, and then understand, this is cold-pressed herbs, so it has a more powerful effect on the body. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Super Male Vitality is selling out. It's an incredible formula for stamina, energy, libido. Only a few hundred bottles left. But the good news is we have several thousand bottles left of Super Female Vitality. That's the same formula. It boosts men. It boosts women. It works great. But women like pink labels. Men like different color labels. So it works for men as well. It's the same formula. It's an incredible formula. And it funds our operation. And here's another important part of the overall information. It's 50% off for a limited time. So get your Super Female Vitality for men and women at InfoWarsStore.com right now for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. Super Female Vitality, 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I'm going to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support. There is a war for the future happening right now. There is a war that will control my destiny, your destiny, our children's destinies. And that war is something that we can win, but it takes dedication. It takes commitment. That's why I ask listeners respectfully to go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy great products that will enrich and empower your life while keeping us on air at the very same time. InfoWarsStore.com to get a signed or unsigned copy of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World. Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock. Nitric Boost, the amazing CBD oil we have that's the highest quality you're going to find anywhere at more than half off. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, some of the very best products. And a lot of you have never shopped at InfoWarsStore. You've been watching for years, you've been listening for years, but you've never taken the step to go to InfoWarsStore. These are great products that really work and are amazing. Plus, they keep us on air. So again, please take action. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I took my troubles down to Madame Ruth. You know that gypsy with the gold cap tooth. She's got a pad on 34th and Vine, selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said, what you need is love potion number 9.
Well, I don't know if love potion number 9 from a gypsy in a gypsy wagon is going to work. But I know that Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality work, and they're both the same formula. And Super Female is 50% off, back in stock. And it funds the operation. And when I don't take it, or the nitric boost, I say, why didn't I do that? Makes you 18 again. InfoWarsStore.com, and it keeps us on air to battle the New World Order. All right, ladies and gentlemen, maybe we should rename it Love Potion Number 9. That's pretty funny. How about some Chuck Berry? We need some Chuck Berry coming in next segment, since we're playing some Chubby Checker here. Oh, you guys are dipping into my 1950s music in the computer. Hell, let's do 1950s music the whole show today. Let's have a little fun while the Earth sinks into hell. Maybe we'll play Johnny B. Goode when the hydrogen bombs are going off. Hey, they'll kill us, but it'll kill some of the New World Order, too. But I do love my children. So I'm not going to be cynical and evil. Forgive me, Lord. You know, I get mad and cuss occasionally, maybe once every 3 or 4 months on air. And I become kind of possessed, not by the devil, but by rage, and it's wrong. And I've said prayers the last few days that I will not get mad on air. I know it's entertaining for people, but it takes years off my life. And it's not an act when I blow up on air. It's not an act when I blow up at Congressman Schiff on air. People said, man, that was the best acting ever. He was so mad. My dog had just died that night and of an embolism. And I held the French bulldog in my arms, blood all over me in the bed. And then I'd said I was going to do a late night show with Roger Stone like 8 o'clock at night. And so, actually, the dog was not dead yet. It was having convulsions and bleeding, and I felt bad to not take it to the vet, but I knew it was already gone. I figured the dog, Captain, would be dead when I got home, and he was not dead, actually, when I got home about 11 o'clock at night and then subsequently died. So you know, people were like, gosh, that thing where I'm not a communist agent, where I really blew up and everything, like, that's incredible. That's like Jack Nicholson-level anger. How's he do that? Well, there's always a little something behind things, right? That dog was the coolest. He could catch frisbees. He could jump like 4 feet in the air. That dog was the coolest. But that was the problem, is he broke his neck jumping. And he was like 10, best dog ever. Oh, that was the coolest dog, because he was a mutant. You know, we went and looked at this litter of French bulldogs, and he was the biggest one in the litter. Had this big, giant head. He was so athletic. And then he broke his neck when he was like 10. We had surgery on it. And then he lived a couple more years. And then he had that embolism. One day he just walks up to me in the kitchen with blood pouring out his nose. And I couldn't believe how much blood was coming out of the dog's nose. It just kept bleeding and bleeding and bleeding. And I knew that he was having convulsions. I thought, well, I was like, well, I guess I'm going to put him down. And then I just never got around to it until he died. But I don't know why I'm telling that story right now. How do I go from Johnny B. Goode to my French bulldog bleeding to death? Oh, yeah. I'm really pissed off. I mean, there's a very good chance we're going to have a nuclear war. I know people think it can't happen. And, oh, you have a normalcy bias, so do I. No, it's about a 60% chance we're going to have World War III, nuclear war. I would guess. And I mean, that's what I really think. It's what I really believe. It's what a lot of the top analysts believe as well. In fact, a majority. And it's getting worse every day. And I got reminded last night doing some research. It was staying up very late last night. I have a chocolate hangover. I'm not a big sugar person, but there was Easter candy left. So I ate one candy bar, and then I got into the Hershey's Kisses and stayed up to like 3 in the morning researching. I have a huge headache and a chocolate hangover. I ate more chocolate last night than I usually eat in a year. I thought I might eat like a chocolate bar once a month. I had quite a bit last night. And about 3 of them, I'm like, why did I just eat a whole bag of Hershey's Kisses? But anyways, that's where we're at, ladies and gentlemen. It's like, why not? We're about to end the world. Why not? Just maybe I'll pull into the grocery store and get a whole other bag today. But I saw a comment on a tweet with a viral video I did yesterday about another CDC report confirming myocarditis and how they knew it was causing heart attacks and all the rest of it, the shots. And then people reminded me in the comments, I've got it right here, and I actually followed it through to the studies, that the Pentagon in March of 2020, along with the British Ministry of Defense, went to our respective governments and said, this is causing massive seizures, heart attacks, myocarditis, and the CDC ignored it. Well, of course they ignored it because they're murdering us. And I guess at the end of the day, I can sit here and I can cover all this news to tell you the latest stuff they're doing to us. But what group of people, whether you're in private life or government life, who goes along with a system that knowingly gives you a shot that doesn't protect you, erases your immune system, and causes massive cancer increases and heart problems and blood clots? Like, and I know we all know this, but like, that's who runs the country and the world, is absolute crazy jerks. So we know that, but what about the public? Well, the public's so selfish on average that even though they're being slowly murdered, they don't want to admit to themselves it's happening because they might have to do something about it. Because they're in a trance, they are in a fog, they are in a cuckoo world. And then I'm just sitting here where, you know, if I read and I study and there's a global criminal group that wants all the resources and wants me dead and says they want me dead, and I go read their books and they say they want me dead, I mean, I kind of take that personal. I kind of have a little respect for myself. I think, well, I'm not going to put up with this. I'm not rolling over and dying. And I figure the rest of the public wants to join me, right? We want to beat these people, right? And when you look at George Soros or Alex Soros, because I watched a bunch of his videos, read a bunch of his writings last night, and he's even dumber than I thought he was. And it's like they say at the end of Revelation, when Satan's in that cage for 1,000 years, and people come to the cage and they say, this is the one that conquered us? This is the one we let? And I was watching him, and it didn't make me hate him. It made me feel bad about myself that I let this gibbering, openly demonic demon, not even a human, literally sit there and dominate me and dominate innocent people. It's my fault. It's my fault. I'm the problem. Not George Soros. Not Alexander Soros. I'm bad. It's me. It's me. Because I know all about it. I know how to stop them. And I didn't do enough to stop them. You know what I'm going to? Because these people are the biggest losers on the planet. And if we sit there and let them run our lives and let them hurt our children and let them murder us, then God is going to damn us to hell. And I don't want to spend eternity with George Soros and his son. I want to be separate from them. I want to be separate from them. And I pray that God damns them to hell. And I know God will. Burn in hell, George Soros.
2 amazing nootropics, that means brain power, are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and they're both 50% off. We haven't offered these for 50% off since last Christmas. These are amazing products, and for those of you on the fence, I want you to try them. BrainForce Ultra hits in 15 minutes, only lasts 3 hours with no hangover. It is a game changer. Nobody's got something close to this. Then our BrainForce Plus is a good, basic, clean nootropic. Gives you 4 to 6 hours of amazing energy, again, with no hangover, no jitters. Both products back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your BrainForce Ultra, your BrainForce Plus, and your TurboForce all exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, and know you're funding the second American Revolution, 1776 worldwide. The answer to 1984 is 1776, and the answer for energy is BrainForce. You wanted to plug BrainForce. Do you like BrainForce?
Yeah. So my name is Ken Heckenlatley. How do I write all the books that I do? 4 books with Dr. Judy Mikovits, 4 books with Project Veritas Whistleblowers, and now 2 books with Alex Jones. That's because I use BrainForce every day. What I always need is I always need some sort of boost in the morning. And so, you know, I try to exercise, eat well, take good vitamins. But the one thing that I have really found that makes a difference is BrainForce. I'll take BrainForce in the morning right before I go to my computer, and I'm good for the next 4 or 5 hours writing a whole lot of stuff. So it really is true that BrainForce is something I use every day, and it helps me with my writing.
All right, we love you. We'll be right back. Get your BrainForce Plus, BrainForce Ultra, and TurboForce at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number two. You're going to want to pay attention to what I'm about to say in the next 60 seconds. 2 new incredible products are now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. They are both clones of national best-selling products from a major pharmaceutical slash supplement maker that are listeners and patriots that are allowing us to private label it at a lower price you'll find in stores. It's Joint Relief Max and Nerve Renew. Both of these have known documented natural compounds to lower pain and to also make your nerves healthier, which is one of the major reasons nerves get irritated and are more inductive to pain. There's major research behind this all. You need to get Joint Relief Max from InfoWars MD and Nerve Renew from InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Introducing them both, 25% off. You'll find them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, and they fund our operation. TurboForce is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's TurboForce Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. TurboForce is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. BrainForce Plus is great. BrainForce Ultra is great. They're 2 different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. TurboForce, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I think we should play this song when the hydrogen bombs are going off. Let's play a little bit of this right now.
Well, if the country born in China,
let's get serious here. So I ended up staying up late last night until probably 3 a.m. doing research. And I see that all the time. I do that rarely now. And I was thinking, you know, Alexander Soros just got the public money of the money laundering crime cartel of the Bilderberg group that his dad's the front man for, the $25 billion from his 92-year-old crypt keeper demon dad. I said, I never see him give a speech. So I thought, let me go do some research, more research on him. And let me see if I can watch some speeches. So I found three or four of them, and I watched him. Never have I seen a more revolting person who, if you believe those theories that reptiles are real and, you know, David Icke stuff and, or they're like robots. I mean, you watch him give a speech. I mean, it's like an animatronic. You think you're at Chuck E. Cheese or something. It's like he doesn't come off like a person. And, but that's a side issue. Let's talk about, because last night about 1 a.m., I'm doing a deep dive on Alexander Soros. And I started thinking about, man, how the media says they're angels and they're philanthropists and they care about us. So I started sitting there with a notepad. I thought, let me write down the bad things they've done. And about an hour and a half later, I'd written about 30 things. And I was like, oh, my God. These people are so villainous, so bad. It just boggles the mind that I'd never listed the crimes of the Soroses, the ones I know of. It was staggering. It was staggering. And then I woke up this morning and I was looking at the notepad. Went to bed about 3, woke up about 7. And I got a computer in the bedroom. So I got up, got a coffee, sat back down, and I looked at the notes I wrote and I thought, oh, I missed the biggest one. I missed the biggest crime that the Soroses have committed. And I was like, how did I miss that one? And I could do this little game where I open the phones up and ask you what's the biggest crime they've committed. And then people actually care if we build it up. It actually has an effect. But you know what? I'm not even going to do that. I'm just going to tell you their biggest crime. And it's on screen right now. George Soros, 6 years ago, went on Fareed Zakaria on CNN. There it is on screen. And said, I got $5 billion from the State Department. He never spends his own money. Like, oh, he gives it away. No, he gets it like Bill Gates and then uses it for war. The government gives it to him to then say, oh, it's a private group, so they have plausible deniability. So he goes on Fareed Zakaria's show on CNN. He says, do you want me to make you listen to his voice? I can actually play it. I've played it probably 50 times. And he goes on there and he says, well, I overthrew with the $5 billion. I overthrew the Ukrainian government, and now we're going to push the Russians out. And, of course, we already all know that, but their biggest crime is putting us on the edge of World War III. Now, you know Soros brags that he overthrew more than 20 governments' pension funds and tried to crash the British pound and destroy their pension funds. He steals old people's retirement. I mean, when I was a kid growing up and my mom had a little color TV, she cooked dinner almost every night. We would go to dinner on Sunday nights sometimes, but she cooked dinner 6 nights a week. Breakfast, salivating her. My mom's such a good cook. I got a good old fashioned upbringing, but she'd have that little color TV on that finally broke about 5 years ago. And she'd have the news on. And I remember hearing George Soros crashing this, George Soros robbing that. But that's before he bought the media. So this guy is stealing old people's pension funds. I mean, you think Gordon Gekko in the fictional Wall Street, you know, is a bad guy trying to overthrow a union-owned airline and screwing the employees. But George Soros steals the pension funds of old people. I mean, and remember what he said when he worked for Hitler. He said it was the best time of my life, happy-making, exhilarating. He feels no remorse. And what did he say? He said, I'd do it again. And he said, if somebody else would do it, if I didn't do it. That is such a satanic statement that if I don't rob people, somebody else will fill that spot. See, he sees it as, oh, you know, somebody's got to steal old people's pension funds. Somebody's got to help ship in fentanyl. Somebody's got to help run child trafficking. Somebody's got to cut the power off in South Africa and cause a 5,000% increase plus in crime. Somebody's got to be Satan. And so he's just archetypal of this whole group. He just steps in with his son. I went to the doctor to get my blood test results. You know, I'm almost 50. So I had blood tests done a few weeks ago. And I go into the doctor to get my blood test results and to go over them. And they got a nurse practitioner and a doctor. And then I'm talking to the nurse in there because they want to do some other blood tests. You know, overall, I'm doing great. They had one test they wanted to do again, with like 18 tests. And she goes, you know, I have another job. I actually work part-time at the Travis County Jail. And she said, I'm sure you've heard about the George Soros DA we have. And I said, well, of course I have. She goes, well, did you hear about the story about the man that raped five women? And in the last 3 years, and he raped another woman in front of people on the bike trail, just tackled her at like high noon in the busy bike trail, broke her leg, punched her in the face, bloodied her nose, blacked her eyes, and then raped her on the hiking bike trail. And the George Soros prosecutor gave him probation for the fifth rape. And I went, no, let me look that. I looked it up. There it was. Folks, this is just where I live. They have 800 of these people and plus around the country. They let people off that shot up 6th Street last year and shot a bunch of people. They let them go in 2 days. Oh, you're black, so you just shot a bunch of people, you go free. And you think, like, can you imagine? Can you imagine that you're a drunk driver and you run over and kill a family in their car and you get a 10-day jail sentence. Time served. Now, here's the difference. If I have a crooked toenail, 20 years in prison. They're just opening the jails up for us. But just imagine. So I could sit here and list off robbing pension funds, taking over governments, promoting pedophile stuff. Alexander Soros says he's going to promote gender transition. That's cutting little boys' testicles off. I mean, you're like, God, that's evil. Folks, they know they're evil. He's a crazed, psychotic, Luciferian maniac. Go watch an interview with him. He's shaking with hatred with the interviewers that are worshiping him. There is evil in the world, and they manifest themselves, and here it is. You mean you want to know who it is? And now they're busy causing World War III, their biggest crime. Soros will sit back when the bombs rain on him and love it. He wants to kill everybody. These are demon-possessed people, folks. George Soros is demon-possessed.
A lot of people have asked me, why is InfoWars Store and InfoWars Life not had a probiotic for more than 3 years? And the answer is simple. We only bring you the highest quality to lowest prices. We had a top maker, top certified of probiotics for more than 7 years. They got bought by a libtard company and said, we're not doing business with you, Mr. Jones, anymore. Finally, we got a probiotic just as good or better with a top lab that loves our show. We're able to private label it under InfoWars MD as our probiotic formula. So you can get a super high quality probiotic for amazing gut health and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off right now. Now, wherever you get your probiotics is something everybody should be doing. But I'm asking you to try our probiotic. I think you're going to have an amazing effect and it funds our entire operation. So get your InfoWars MD probiotic today at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a high quality formula and it keeps us on the air. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner. with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024, it's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
I want to thank all of you over the years who have supported InfoWars financially and with word of mouth and prayer. All the success that we've had together against the globalists and the fact that we're not caught flat-footed during their major takeover is because of you. Humanity has a real fighting chance. I just want to thank you all for buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, like books and films and supplements and water filtration, air filtration, so much more. But for those of you that want to actually give us a straight donation so we get almost 100% of the money to fund our operation during this critical time, go to InfoWarsStore.com and right at the top, you'll see a link to make a straight donation. A one-time donation of $5, $10, $50, or a recurring donation you can cancel anytime. I want to thank all you that have donated. I want to encourage those of you out there that want to support freedom to take action now and be part of the global awakening, the new renaissance that's countering the Great Reset, by going to InfoWarsStore.com and clicking on the donate button and giving today. Thank you so much for your support. Please take action.
Sold out for more than a year. We now have back in stock a limited run of our extremely popular tooth whitening coral calcium toothpaste full of essential oils, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Another great product sold out for almost a year is our activated charcoal essential oil toothpaste as well. These are both incredible for your gums, polish your teeth, amazing to counter gingivitis, and they fund the InfoWar. There are no fillers in these products. These are fluoride-free, next-level toothpaste. 10,000 of each tube, limited run, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the operation, plus these are incredible products you need. So the Coral Calcium Tooth Whitening and the Activated Charcoal Essential Oil Toothpaste are now both back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support, but regardless, these are great products you need. So take action now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for both these great toothpaste back in stock.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to get to all the big news and cover everything that's unfolding. Instead of pontificating about the cancer cells that are the Soros family. But, and by the way, I researched the whole family. They're all bad. So I don't just make that statement lightly. They go from bad to worse. But I want to just finish something up before I give you all the big stuff that's breaking right now. We have reporters on the ground in Miami where Trump is set to be arraigned with the kangaroo court charges by Jack Smith, the deep state, anytime starting in like 15 minutes from now through the next 2 hours. The word is he can show up in the next 15, 20 minutes, anytime the next 2 hours. We've got reporters on the ground with live feeds of that. We'll be talking to them coming up starting the next hour. So look for that. But getting back to Soros, this is an important exercise. Look at the crimes he committed rounding up Jews and turning them over to Hitler and saying it was the best time of his life. That's a quote. Happy making. Exhilarating. These are quotes. And then the media responding saying that's good. That's the rest of the story. And then running around overthrowing governments, destabilizing countries, running slave mines around the planet. What they do is they collapse a government and then come in and set up slave factories. I mean, it's just felt like they're so bad. They're like, man, villains in movies and stuff aren't this evil. This is like real evil. And then you wonder why they're in charge. Well, they'll do anything the globalists want. And they love it. And then overthrowing the Ukrainian government and starting World War III, and helping run the censorship and control here domestically and funding the movement to take children away. They're trying to, Alex Soros gave a speech last week where his new focus will be taking children from parents and having their genitals cut off. That's his new main focus. Look it up. I mean, it's like, and they want to kidnap our kids and cut their testicles off. And they overthrow governments. They start World War III and you're just like, wow. 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 And you look at Bill Gates. Even worse. And it's just like, whoa. I mean, we are literally looking at people that Hitler would blush at. But their little turtleneck pink sweater, Bill Gates, oh, I'm a computer guy. Oh, George Soros, I'm a philanthropist. And or he hides behind being Jewish. I was watching his son. You see, he'll get asked a few questions by the press. Hey, what about these governments not wanting you to? Oh, they're just anti-Semitic. George Soros is an atheist. But again, who said they were Jewish? Who made it about Jews? Not us. And again, George Soros sides with the Palestinians most of the time because he wants conflict. So you have to actually look at what people do versus what they say. And all I'm saying is, with the transference of the crown of evil from George Soros to his son, I went back and looked at him for 3-4 hours last night. And I couldn't bring myself to send the clips to the crew because I'm not going to subject you to listening to him. But man, I have never heard someone that I wanted to turn the video off more. It just, if I was casting somebody to be a bad robot that didn't have charisma and didn't have humanity, it would be him. I mean, it's hard to find, but just go type in, go watch his interview in Macedonia 5 years ago. It's about 10 minutes long. You'll slit your wrist watching it. But it's all there. If you don't open your borders up to Muslims, you're anti-Semitic. I mean, these guys want to wreck Western civilization because they're worried Western civilization will get in the way of their looting the third world. That's all this is. These are hyper-predators, and you go, how can they be so evil? There's always bad people like that. There are psychotic Europeans. There are psychotic Asians. There are psychotic, every group has them. There are black ones, there's white ones, there's Christian ones, there's Jewish ones, there's Muslims ones. You know, they're in every flavor. But at the end of the day, they're all spiked with cyanide. And they have a will to hurt you, just like in oil, made into There Will Be Blood, which is fiction, but it's damn right. And the old man is sitting there looking to who he thinks is his brother, who he later kills. And he says, I have a competition in me. I don't like to see people do well. And in fact, pull that up from There Will Be Blood. I have a competition in me. I promise if you go to YouTube and type in There Will Be Blood, I have a competition in me, it'll come right up. And Daniel Day-Lewis, one of the best actors ever, lays it out. But you see that darkness in Lewis. He can show you when he wants to. And then in Last Mohegans, he does a great job showing the angel that's in him. He probably is the best actor ever. But regardless, you need to understand that statement. There's a competition in me where I don't like to see other people do good. Why would they give us a shot that gives us HIV-like symptoms and gives us heart attacks? Because they don't like you doing well. And if you don't figure that out, because you're like, well, I don't want to crash pension funds and hurt people. Well, welcome to humanity. You're normal. 95% of us are like that. But 5.999, 4.999% of people will do anything they're told for money. And there's that tiny little 10th of 1% that are psychotics. And when we don't oppose them, we let them be in charge. And it's time to stop being naive and stop letting those people be in charge. Or we're all dead. And I'm serious about that.
Because we can't make the mistakes we've made in the past and then tyranny collapses and civilization collapses and we rebuild. If society collapses, there's 400 and something nuclear reactors that are all going to melt down and it'll make all of us glow in the dark. All right, I'm done talking about it. We'll go to reporters on the ground. There's several of them we're going to be talking to in Miami where Trump's about to turn himself in next hour. I'll also be giving the number out. We'll just kind of have the reporters there with a watch whenever Trump gets there. And there's a bunch of news on the war, a bunch of news on the economy, a bunch of news on pedo pride crap. But you did find the Daniel Day-Lewis clip. So when you hear this, listen to this, because this is the globalist plan. Here it is.
I have a competition in me. I want no one else to succeed. I hate most people.
That part of me is gone. Working and not succeeding. All my failures has left me. I just don't care.
Well, if it's in me, it's in you. There are times when I look at people and I see nothing worth liking. I want to earn enough money I can get away from everyone.
What will you do about your boy?
I don't know. Maybe it'll change. Has your sound come back to you? I don't know. Maybe no one knows that. Doctor might not know that.
Where's his mother?
I don't want to talk about those things. I see the worst in people, Henry. I don't need to look past seeing them to get all I need. I've built up my hatreds over the years, little by little. Having you here gives me a second breath. I can't keep doing this on my own. With these people.
All right, well, the decision has been made to kill all of us. I actually love you. I believe in you. I get disgusted by our weakness, by my own weakness, but I see my weakness. I see yours. I also see our high points. I believe in you. I want to make it through this together. I want us to make it. But listen, you got to admit what's happening or we don't have any hope. We're in the process of being slowly poisoned and killed right now. And we have to recognize evil people and we have to stop them, okay? It's very simple. God's real. And if we sit on the sidelines, God's going to damn us to hell. Stay with us. Hour number two straight ahead.
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula, that's BrainForce Ultra, that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it at, say, 9 o'clock at night. Got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something. And boom, or writing an article or writing a book. And then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. BrainForce Ultra, BrainForce Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews, but if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when you look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Chuck Berry, a human, made that sound. The early 1950s and launched rock and roll. Look at what Beethoven did. Now I'm a fan of humanity.
Deep down in Louisiana,
we got some lows, we got some highs. And I love every damn square inch of this planet and you. And I love God even more. Because I don't have a competition in me against good people. I got a competition against evil. Oh, I'm going to get them. We're going to get them together. We're made to sink our teeth into these devils. Just show them that God's real. We're going to never back down and never give up. Some of us will give out in the fight, but we'll just be an example to others of never giving up. All right, we got reporters on the ground. We'll go to them next segment. Trump can turn himself in at any time to this court. We don't know the court's kangaroo court yet. We know the charges are a fraud. Again, if I ever saw real charges against Trump, I would support it. There are no real charges. It is a complete fabrication, as usual. And we've already seen this, what, 8, 9 different fabrications, all of them fabrications. And see, that's the thing about the law. If they catch a judge or a prosecutor framing a defendant, even if the defendant's guilty, they go free because the greater danger is the corrupt court. They've been caught trying to frame Trump and framing Trump over and over again. So, I mean, they told me that it's noon in Texas right now, and it is noon, by the way. We're doing the show live. We put the clock on screen. It's 12:01:49 seconds right now. It's 12:01:54 seconds right now. But if Chuckie Schumer told me it was 12 noon right now or 12:02 right now, I wouldn't believe it, because these people cannot ever tell the truth. And after we talk to some of the reporters on the ground, Laura Loomer and others here in a moment, we will open the phones up for the balance of the transmission. And boy, do I have a lot of news here. I mean, we have a big Wired magazine article about, oh, guess what? The government's got everything private about you in a database and has been watching you for 40 years and is going to put in a social credit score. Totally illegal, but they just announced they're doing it. They're bum rushing us. They're launching everything at once. They're firing all their guns at once and exploding into space. And of course, there's a lot of worry about violence at the Trump courthouse. And there's classic Ray Epps type people running up and down the street spouting garbage. But even if the feds stage violence today, no one's going to buy it. I mean, are there some idiot Trump supporters that could do something? Yeah, I mean, I once heard the Easter Bunny's real. But we know 99 times out of 100, it is a staged event. But I'm not saying leprechauns aren't real or Santa Claus isn't real. I've never seen it. I don't think it's real. But it could be real. It could be real. Let's play a short clip. I mentioned this earlier. Here's Senator Grassley talking about these recordings the FBI has. He's seen the actual documents of Biden being on the Ukrainian and Chi-Com payroll.
The 1023 produced to the House committee's redacted reference that the foreign national who allegedly bribed Joe and Hunter Biden allegedly has audio recordings of his conversation with them. 17 such recordings. According to the 1023, the Foreign National possesses 15 audio recordings of phone calls between him and Hunter Biden. According to the 1023, the Foreign National possesses 2 audio recordings of phone calls between him and then Vice President Joe Biden. These recordings were allegedly kept as a sort of insurance policy for the Foreign National in case that he got into a tight spot.
And one of the whistleblowers is now dead. I forgot to get to that point.
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together, or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula, that's Brain Force Ultra, that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it at, say, 9 o'clock at night. Got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something. And boom, or writing an article or writing a book. And then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews, but if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way.
All right, Laura Loomer is in Florida, where Trump is set to be arraigned today. He'll be arriving anytime. On the ground there, the left has been trying to provocateur violence. We know that. Laura Loomer is there. Laura, thank you for joining us. Tell us what's happening.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, so I'm here in front of the courthouse in Miami, Florida, where President Trump is supposed to be arraigned today. I know we're doing this interview over the phone, but people can go to my Twitter, at Laura Loomer, and get the live feed. We're going to be streaming all day long. And, you know, I organized a rally in support of President Trump, and we have a lot of people out here who came out to rally against this weaponized government in our country, the weaponization of government against Trump supporters and this two-tier justice system. And obviously, you know, people are very passionate because our country is being destroyed, and we're watching the Justice Department target the leading GOP contender on the ballot for 2024 in an unprecedented act of election interference. And so you can see behind me, people are here in their Trump shirts. Donald Trump did nothing wrong. They have the Trump mugshot shirts. We're out here. President Trump is set to arrive any moment now. We have DHS and Miami PD barricades. And obviously, we're just peaceful rally goers. This is not J6 2.0. We have no intention of breaking barriers or going inside. We are just here to rally in support of President Trump and show people that, look, it's time to take a stand. Don't cower in fear of the DOJ and the FBI. Come out and make your voices heard.
Well, Laura, do we know? I mean, I know they were saying in the news he could be arriving now. Do we have any idea when he's going to be arriving there at this arraignment?
He was supposed to be arriving around 1 o'clock, and there's a lot of movement towards the front of the courthouse right now by the media. So I think that that President Trump should be here any moment now. I was told his campaign called me this morning. I got a phone call from President Trump's secretary this morning, and she said that President Trump wanted to thank me for the rally that I organized and that he loves the fact that, sorry, it's so hot out here. So many people are coming out in support of him today, and he's very grateful that patriots came together to rally peacefully to support him. It's his 77th birthday tomorrow, and we'll know any moment when he arrives, because the press is going to be, you know, filming and rushing to the front to take photos. So any moment now, Alex, and that's why you guys can come in and out of our live feed on my Twitter account all day long and get exclusive on-the-ground coverage here. A lot of InfoWars fans How many of you guys like Alex Jones? Woo! Alex Jones. So we got a lot of supporters here as well, Alex.
Well, Laura, let's expand on this. Are you seeing any of the leftists or Antifa? Or I mean, we know there's not many of them, but it looks like a lot of people. Maybe your camera person can pan around, but it looks like a lot of folks there to cover this, a lot of folks in support. What would you say as a guesstimation the percentage of Trump supporters are versus libtards?
We have a lot. So look, I'm going to have him pan. I'm going to have him take the camera off me and just film the audience and film the crowd here so you can see how many people are here. And look, there were some leftists here today, but it's been peaceful. You know, it's not violent acts. There were some leftist, anti-Trump people here, but we've been able to keep it very peaceful. And we told everybody, you want to come here today, you keep it peaceful. We're not violent people. The media wants to say we're insurrectionists. You know, DHS is trying to flag this rally as an act of right-wing extremism. But we're just here, people from all walks of life, to support President Trump. And we'll walk around a bit. You can see over here, there's all types of people. Let's take a look at some of the different signs. You have people calling out Joe Biden.
Well, Laura, expanding on that, the Democrat talking point when they indicted him last Thursday was that this time it's different than Alvin Bragg in New York that made him go up in the polls. Now all the polls show Trump got an even bigger boost. Now he's 50 points ahead of DeSantis, and now he's 25 points ahead of Biden. So I guess they want to do more indictments, and they admit he could be in jail, elected president, then pardon himself. He's not giving up. This is blown up in their face yet again. All the evidence is coming out about Jack Smith being a UN prosecutor, making movies with Big Mike, with Obama's husband. I mean, this is all coming out. What's your take on that, Laura Loomer?
Look, I think it's a little short of breath out here, very hot. I think it's going to blow up tremendously. You know, Vivek Ramaswamy was here today. I just posted an interview with him on my feed if you guys want to play that. And he had a press conference, and he was slamming Ron DeSantis for not coming out here. And I don't think Vivek's going to win, but he did the right thing. He came out here today to show support. And DeSantis is going to plummet in the polls. Donald Trump is going to skyrocket. This only activates the base even more. The more you attack Donald Trump, the more support he has. And Vivek said it perfectly. Every single candidate should take the Vivek Ramaswamy pledge to pardon Donald Trump. Let's just say, God forbid, he's not the nominee. Pardon Donald Trump the day of inauguration. And that was a wonderful press conference. You should play the clip for your viewers today.
Well, let me ask you this. Should Meatball drop out of the race?
Absolutely. And that's what I was saying on the bullhorn here today. And look, every single GOP candidate should drop out of the race and unite. It would have been a beautiful moment for our country if everybody came here. It would have been so symbolic. The country and the party would have been energized. We could have healed together. I know there's been a lot of hot rhetoric lately with people going back and forth about DeSantis and Trump, but we could have healed the party today if they would have just dropped out and supported Trump. But a lot of their egos are so big, and that's what Ron DeSantis is all about. He's all about himself. He doesn't care about weaponization of government. This is happening in the so-called free state of Florida. So, you know, I know that we talk about this a lot, Alex, but we have to make sure that the InfoWars audience knows Ron DeSantis is in favor of a weaponized government. Ron DeSantis is against free speech.
And yeah, but you're all over DeSantis. I mean, he's like in the rearview mirror. Trump's 35, 40 points ahead of him. So it's almost like even attacking him is like even pointless. The indictments of Trump have only turbocharged him. Can you walk over to the front of the courthouse? I know you're very close to where Trump will be, quote, turning himself in.
Alex, and I'll walk over, but it's not pointless because Ron DeSantis is soaking up hundreds of millions of dollars of donor money that could otherwise be used for ballot harvesting efforts. It's not pointless to go after him. He knows he can't win. His whole strategy is to drain the party of hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, so that we don't have effective anti-voter fraud and ballot harvesting efforts ahead of 2024. So I'm going to challenge you on that. I think it's absolutely necessary that we hammer him because he's being selfish. He's trying to hurt the party. He's trying to ensure four more years of Joe Biden. So this is the frontier. We're going to walk up right to the barricade.
Well, I mean, if they held the election today, Trump would win the Republican nomination, and he would win the national election. That's all I'm saying. Is it?
I agree. Good to see you. So we're here. We have the police officers on bikes. And we have federal protection, Homeland Security. You can pan this down and see this. I don't know which door President Trump is going to go in, but we'll come over here. Everybody can see tremendous police presence towards the front over there. You can zoom in and see a ton of cars, Homeland Security blocking all the doors so that, look, no one's going to be piercing these barricades because we're peaceful. But they even have cars physically blocking the entrance so nobody can get in, which is good because, look, we're not here to go inside. The judge last night who oversees this this court here in the Southern District banned cameras and electronic devices and cell phones from the courtroom, so reporters will not be able to take phones or electronic devices inside the courtroom.
And you know why? Because Trump wants those images, and he wants the mugshot. That's why they didn't do it in New York, because he wants the archetypal image of this persecution. So I think they should not be banning cameras.
Yeah, look, I think that it's so unprecedented, and it's so shocking that they should. I think that they should, but, you know, a lot of federal courthouses don't allow for cameras, so I think this is pretty common. Obviously, people are going to wonder if it's partisan simply because it's President Trump, but oftentimes cameras are banned.
Well, let me ask you this. If Pedo Joe is so popular, where are his pedo supporters? I mean, are you seeing – we're going to skip this break, guys. I told you that. Are we seeing any of Pedo Joe's pedo supporters?
No. Joe Biden supporters here today. I don't see any. Everybody here is for Trump. Even, you know, the anti-Trump movement here was very small. It was a few, really, I would say, chased away because they realized they were quickly outnumbered. So mostly just Trump supporters here, patriots, nonviolent, peaceful demonstration. And Donald Trump is going to be arriving any moment now. So you can see some people. You're live on InfoWars. What do you have to say?
Hello, InfoWars. Awesome. Hello, Alex. I wish you were here with me. That's okay. We're on the court. Thank you, Lauren, for being here.
Yeah, you're a fan of InfoWars and Alex Jones?
Tell me about it. And Dad, I talked to Sam. He's my buddy with InfoWars.
So, that's great. That's wonderful. We got a lot of fans here. What do you have to say to InfoWars, Alex Jones?
Love Alex Jones. Kick that.
Yes. InfoWars.
Yes.
You guys, Alex Jones fans?
We follow him.
You're live on InfoWars right now.
We are, Alex. Keep up the good fight.
Exactly.
Because it is a war for your mind. That is a fact.
Alex wants to know if you've seen any Biden people here today or it's mostly pro-Trump. Tell him what you're seeing here, where you're from, and why you're out here today.
Locally here in southern Florida, I have not seen a single Biden bumper sticker except for one that was peeled off in Old Buick. But aside from that, everyone here is Trump.
When we walked in,
he won the election.
So they were shouting things that just to stir up everybody, and they were definitely Biden supporters, but there was only like two of them. Everybody else is
we got the mayor of Miami.
It's like watching like Japanese dub movies.
We love you, mayor.
But it's because the audio's off, but it's still interesting.
We got Francis Suarez here. He's the mayor of Miami.
I told you I'm a samurai. Prepare to die.
So,
all right.
Francis Suarez.
Let's do it. Sure.
Francis Suarez just came by.
Did we find a libtard?
No, we found Francis Suarez. Here, we gotta run, you guys. Hold on, we're gonna do a live loomering. Hold on.
Who did you find? What type of creature?
We found Francis Suarez. He's the mayor of Miami. We may not be able to get past this.
No, get in there, Laura.
The mayor, come on. Let's go over here. We gotta get through. We gotta go through here. Oh, can we, even with the media? I'm with the media.
Get out.
So, to get across the street? Okay. The police told us that we have to go across. So he just crossed the street.
Oh, it's all right. Who cares about the mayor? Boring. All right. Well, Laura.
There's other people. Stay tuned to the live feed and feel free to cut in and out because there's going to be a lot going on.
Yeah, Laura, what we're going to do is we're going to keep watching your live feed. It'll be up on InfoWars.com. And we'll, as soon as Trump gets there, we will talk to you, but what a circus. So Trump could arrive any time, correct?
Any minute now. Any minute President Trump is going to arrive because there has to be, from my understanding, paperwork, possibly fingerprinting, ahead of 3 p.m., which is the actual arraignment. So I was told President Trump would be arriving between 1 and 2 p.m., and the arraignment's at 3. So I appreciate you covering this, Alex, and allowing me to come on and share.
Oh, you bet. We appreciate you, Laura. All right, in Miami, Florida, we're going to keep watching your feed, and we'll contact you back, hopefully, or contact us as soon as we get movement. Thank you, Laura Loomer. All right. Thank you. All right, I kind of pontificated just about the nature of the world and Soros and the globalists first hour. We've had Laura on the last 19 minutes or so. We have particularly interesting news today. I don't want to say I get exhausted sometimes, but it's weird. I watch these clips, and then I don't want to look at it again. It's a weird, the show becomes like a one-man show. It's like a, well, I don't want to look at Yuval Noah Harari again, but we need to play this clip. So I've got a bunch of these. We got stuff on the sexualization of children that is just even more insane than I thought it would be. We have them cutting down Union Jack British flags in the UK and hoisting up thousands all over the city, pedo flags. It's not just the rainbow flag, it's the trans thingy. And they're just cutting down the Union Jacks and they just throw them in the trash can. It's like they're gone. And the new flag is people that want to have sex with children. And then you got AI could rewrite the Bible and correct religion. Oh, AI will correct our religion. Oh, a little weird skinny dude that says he's going to live forever and he's going to be God. I mean, I'm not saying you've all know Harari's a pedophile. I don't think he is. There's no evidence of that. But if I was going to cast somebody for a movie where two guys drive around in an ice cream truck kidnapping kids and eating them, I would cast Yuval Noah Harari and Brian Stelter. I mean, I would not, if I was walking down a dark alleyway at night, I would go to the other side of the street if I saw Harari. Let's just say this. If I'm hiring a nanny, he ain't going to be it. You know what I mean? Really nice feller that says the future isn't human and we're all dead, but he's a god and he'll step on us like bugs. And that we're useless eaters. He even has Hitler quotes. Like, but he's Jewish. So it's like, oh, Hitler quotes from a Jew. I need to roll over and die. Well, yes, sir. Supreme God man. Yes, Ubermenschen. Let me roll over into a ditch and just gaze at you while you tell me about the AI gods that are going to fix all the sacred texts and teach me how to bow to you. Also, the U.S. is openly stockpiling dirt on all Americans. Big Wired article about the NSA. And they want you to know, we got everything on you, so sit down and shut up. These are the good guys. The future's not human. We're going to cut your son's Johnson off, and we're spying on you. And we're going to make you take a shot that makes you really sick or kills you. But, hey, we're the good guys. So don't be a Nazi. Let us take over your body and get rid of your border and ship some fentanyl in. Please don't be a Nazi. Good. Thank you. Now, give me your children. Thank you. Just let me. Look, the future's not human. If you heard, I'm your God, so give me your children. Okay. Biden. Hey, your children are ours. Yeah. Joe Biden's a pedophile. Yeah. Yeah. No, we're making a run at you. Did you figure that out yet? Oh, I'm sorry. You have a normalcy bias. You think there's a bunch of whiteouts in the government. Everything's fine. Oh, you believe that. Well, you just keep thinking everything's fine. Oh, there's sealed indictments against Hillary. Yes. Oh, ignore those indictments against Trump. It's all part of the plan. Trust the plan. Trust it. Yes. Greatest grift in U.S. history. New report estimates how bad the COVID fraud was to select organizations and groups. We have that. Also, Putin says Russia will respond accordingly if Ukraine gets depleted uranium shells in the UK, claiming they have a nuclear component. So we've got that. I mean, we've got quite a bit here, but let me just do this right now. Let's fire up the phone system. It's a computerized phone system, so we actually have to turn it on. It's not like a old-fashioned thing that was over copper.
It's digital, as they say. And so we're going to open the phones up for your calls. And we're going to take first-time callers. That means first-time callers. You never called before. I want to talk to you. I would love to talk to you. Not the same way Kanye loves Hitler, but that love's a little too deep for me. But I would love to talk to you, and I do love you. Not a Hitler level love, but, you know, I'm living in the Twilight Zone, ladies and gentlemen. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And I am going to be a very good boy today and take your calls. The first thing I want to do, though, is get into the pedo stack today and how that ties into feminism and where that's all going. And I never played this 2 days ago. Will you guys get this lady pissed up? I want to show her because she's hilarious. You talk about a dumbass. This is it right here. I don't mean that meanly. I wish she wasn't so stupid and so unself-aware. She's like, I want a real man, but one that also does whatever I tell him. Well, get a robot, sweetheart. Get a robot, Cupcake. You're biologically designed to want to be with a real man, but you've been taught by the deep state that real men are bad. So you're what we call a idiot. So that's all coming up. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. All right, I didn't plug last hour. People said, man, Jones, you're taking a lot of time off and stuff. You know, there's nothing like the prospect of nuclear war when you've been doing this 29 years to make you kind of feel guilty that you haven't spent time with your family. So I've had some sick family, and I've got children, and I've just been, I'm not resigning, meaning I'm quitting, I'm resigned. I'm working as hard as ever, really, but I'm resigned. I'm not resigning. I'm resigned. If all of you really want to die, I'm just kind of getting my mind wrapped around it. And, cause there's a real danger of it. And I'm just getting my soul ready right now. And I think after 29 years, if I want to quit for a year, I don't think I'm lazy. I'm not going to do that, but I might. I might pull an Obi-Wan Kenobi and move to the desert. In fact, I'm very close. I might move to the desert and live in a trailer. In fact, I'm strongly considering it. So I'm not complaining, but at anybody. But anybody bitches about it, you might make me actually do it. I have to wrap my mind around it, my whole family dying and all of us dying. And I mean, cause it's a really good chance it's going to happen. So I've been getting ready for that because I know the future just like you do. And there's a very possible future that we're all dead in 6 months, a year. And hell, you know, they're going to release a new bioweapon anyways, much worse than the last one. And so, you know, how do you respond to that? Do I go out and hunt down the globalists to try to stop them? Well, you don't want that. You want them to kill you. So, I mean, I understand. And so I kind of just want to get out of the way for everybody. And then you can all bury your families and die and just enjoy yourselves. I get it. Just enjoy yourselves. I want you to enjoy yourselves. And so I want Alex Soros to enjoy himself. So that's basically what it comes down to. I mean, like, you understand, right? Like it's all over. You kind of figure that out now. I think you probably figured that out. Yeah, they're going to release a new bioweapon very soon. They're going to turn the power off. And so I have a real guilt for not running and hiding because I love my family. I have a selfishness. And I'm staying at my post, but I'm being very honest with you that I'm not very happy about it. And I wish everybody would do a little bit more to stop this. But don't worry, government employees and people. Your bosses will kill you soon. Bone, don't you worry, your little sweeties, okay? All right. You're in charge. You're going to find out real fast. We'll be right back.
Two amazing nootropics, that means brain power, are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and they're both 50% off. We haven't offered these for 50% off since last Christmas. These are amazing products, and for those of you on the fence, I want you to try them. Brain Force Ultra hits in 15 minutes, only lasts 3 hours with no hangover. It is a game changer. Nobody's got something close to this. Then our Brain Force Plus is a good, basic, clean nootropic. Gives you 4 to 6 hours of amazing energy, again, with no hangover, no jitters. Both products back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Brain Force Ultra, your Brain Force Plus, and your Turbo Force, all exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And know you're funding the second American Revolution, 1776 worldwide. The answer to 1984 is 1776. And the answer for energy is Brain Force. A lot of people have asked me, why is InfoWars Store and InfoWars Life not had a probiotic for more than 3 years? The answer is simple. We only bring you the highest quality at the lowest prices. We had a top maker, top certified of probiotics for more than 7 years. They got bought by a libtard company and said, we're not doing business with you, Mr. Jones, anymore. Finally, we got a probiotic just as good or better with a top lab that loves our show. We're able to private label it under InfoWars MD as our probiotic formula. So you can get a super high quality probiotic for amazing gut health and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off right now. Now, wherever you get your probiotics is something everybody should be doing. But I'm asking you to try our probiotic. I think you're going to have an amazing effect, and it funds our entire operation. So get your InfoWars MD probiotic today at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a high quality formula, and it keeps us on the air. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger, the strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Brain Force Plus is great. Brain Force Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy. Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth. And they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult, period, case closed, out to get you and your family. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour Group. It's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last six. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay two or three times. There's four or five other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest-grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is you get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing till they got a hold of me. I opened doors for little old ladies.
I helped the blind to see. I got no friends because they read the papers. They can't be seen with me. And I'm feeling real shot down, and I'm feeling mean.
No more, Mr. Nice Guy.
So go. Trump just pulled out of Mar-a-Lago and is on the 20-30 minute drive to the courthouse in Miami. We got reporters on the ground. We'll be covering it all live as it goes. Look, I wear my heart on the sleeve. I make my decisions very cold-bloodedly and, you know, analyze things, but our world's going to hell by design. The globalists think they're exempt from all the crises they're creating. They're delusional with their yes men and their ivory towers. And I am fundamentally beyond angry. I'm just disgusted with the power structure because it's going to destroy itself right along with us. And again, they're scum. I don't want to fight with them. They're not even, they're disgusting. I don't want to look at them, much less fight them. I want to just be in another universe for these people. But they want to be in a different universe than us. They want us dead. So we're going to watch the motorcade as the president goes and turns himself in to the most kangaroo charges ever seen. And you know they're going to file more of them. And it's they can't help it. There's an intelligence agency coup with foreign corporations and the Chinese. And they're not going to give up because they're all going to go to prison if they don't. And so they're starting nuclear war. They're destroying the currency. They've got armies of pedophiles running around trying to get our kids. I mean, you can't make this up. By the way, my infrastructure is in Austin. People ask why I live here. My mother's from Austin. My family lived here when it was called Waterloo. I'm not bragging. I don't live off the exploits of my ancestors. But, I mean, both sides of my family, I mean, Colonel Travis, you know, the president of Texas, the founders of the state, the Washington on the Brazos, my family, with President Jackson, launched the whole operation. It was all premeditated to infiltrate and take it over Mexico. I mean, you know, I mean, I'm as Texan as it gets, and this is Los Angeles where I live. People say, well, why do you live there? Well, it's where I'm from. It's where my roots are. But because the jurisdiction, the courts, the rest of it, I can't have this infrastructure here in a few years. They'll keep filing fake lawsuits. I got to leave. And it's the same thing with Trump, that they've just weaponized everything, and they're going after anybody that is in between them and the raping of the public. The absolute raping of the public. And people ask, well, how do you take it? I mean, these are criminals. They're the bad guys. I personally don't have any guilt. I don't feel bad about what I've done. I've actually sleep very well at night. I'm proud of what I've done overall. Not in a prideful way, but I mean, I've seen what I've done, and overall it was the best job I could do, and I think I can stand before God. I don't want to call it pride, but it's a feeling of satisfaction of, you know, I did a pretty good job swinging for the fences and knocked some home runs and got some grand slams and also, you know, got some fouls and failed sometimes, but that's okay because I did my best, all right? And I've learned a hell of a lot. But, I mean, folks, I'm a real researcher. I mean, I really study history, and I'm having to really, as a father, get ready for total collapse and just road warrior conditions and nuclear war. And so I'm extremely angry at myself every day. And I can't help it. I prayed about it. I can't stop it. My cells, my guts are like, you need to be in the most rural area now. You need to get out last year. You need to go to the Southern Hemisphere. You need to do whatever. Get out, get out, get out. I mean, my cells are evacuate, evacuate, evacuate. But you know what? The fighter in me says, no, I'm going to stay here, and I'm going to. I'm never going to run. I can't do it. But I'm being honest with you that things are so bad. I want you to know that my guts are pissed at me. Because at the end of the day, I care about my family and my children more than myself and more than you. But that's where the spirit comes in to say, no, if you don't save everybody, you don't save them. So I get why you don't want to go to the city council and confront the left or the school board. I get why you want to stay anonymous and protect yourself. You're not going to protect yourself running. And I'm not preaching at you, brother. I'm the same way, man. I don't want to be a public figure. You think I like all this crap? I get hired in a kite, driving a tractor, and cutting trees down and growing crops. I mean, I'd zone out. The day goes by like it's 1,000 years or 5 minutes, and I'm just high as a kite doing work, carpentry work, cleaning the house. I love doing manual work. It's like a drug. It's like heroin. I don't want to be on air. I don't want to be reading all this crap. I don't want to be looking at Joe Biden and Barack Obama and King Charles and all these damn pedophiles. But I do it because we got to beat these people. But all I'm telling you is I want it to burn into your brains. You've seen me predict almost everything that's happened now. And I'm here to tell you, there's a very good chance we're going to have total collapse, and it runs from bad to worse, nuclear war after that. So it's really hard for me to kiss my family goodbye. It's a real, I'm a winner. I know you're winners too. I mean, I really want to turn things around. I really care about civilization. I really care about you and your family because we're in this together. And I am fundamentally just totally perturbed. I don't even know the word to describe it. Like, why are people so evil? Why are they so stupid? And why is this all going to happen? And it's because we decided, skip this network break, I'm going to call. We decided to kill 65 million babies in this country. And so men can have a baby next. I mean, if you say murdering a child isn't murder, well then, why not have government-sponsored and forced euthanasia? I mean, why not have convicted pedophiles come to the school and have your child sit on their lap? I mean, look. You don't just kill babies and then it just stops there. There is no bottom. And so I just want to tell you from the bottom of my mind, the bottom of my soul, bottom of my heart, that you better get right with God and you better kiss your family goodbye. Because we are very close to something that will make World War II look like a vacation. And I'm just nauseated by it. I mean, I really want to stop it. But God laid it on my heart about a year ago. Because I really thought I could stop this stuff before. It made me age, made me get so stressed out, and I was grinding my teeth and I was working 18 hours a day, and God just said, look, son, Sonny boy, you're not going to change any of this. This is all about seeing what you'll do in the face of adversity. Don't you think ever that you could change this stuff? I'll change it. And I took a big weight off my shoulders. That's why. You ever seen Alex Jones take off 2 weeks? Never. Do it now. Hell, I may walk out of here today and never come back. Let me tell you, all you leftists, everybody want to, hey, you just enjoy your nuclear war. You knock yourselves out, sweetheart. But I'm not going to do that. But just understand, ladies and gentlemen, that we're not 2 minutes to midnight. We're 2 seconds from midnight. And once that genie's out of the bottle, sweetheart, there's no putting it back. All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls. Brad, Louie, Brian, Steve, Tony, Archer, Jack, Solomon, Luke, Travis, and John. And I'll get to every one of you before the next hour ends. But since I mentioned it, let's look at the pedo file. But first, let's look at the Russia file, because I mentioned this earlier, and then I didn't get to the rest of the news. So Vladimir Putin, whether you love him, hate him, or neutral like I am, has said if the United States and NATO give depleted uranium munitions, Sabo rounds, 50 cal rounds, Abrams tank rounds, artillery rounds, that the radiation lasts a couple billion years, is extremely toxic, it gets into the groundwater, and that they consider that nuclear war, IBDU. And I've had the former head of the USDU program on, Dr. Doug Rocky, to expose how deadly it was. If they use it, the Russians are saying they'll use nuclear weapons. They will consider DU a nuclear war. That's Vladimir Putin right here. I'll show you the article and the statement. Putin says Russia will respond accordingly if Ukraine gets depleted uranium shells from the UK, claiming they have a nuclear component.
and saying that puts it into a nuclear theater. And then how does the loving liberal pedo government respond? Like a freight train, Biden administration to send depleted uranium rounds to Ukraine. Daily Caller. Here's another one. Along the same lines, Biden administration set to supply depleted uranium rounds to Ukraine. That just broke last 2 days. There's CBS News. So, that's where we are. And this is how wars escalate. But hey, it's okay because we chop little boys' penises off. I mean, we're the good guys, right? Like, well, I mean, like, oh, you got nuclear weapons? Well, we're going to use DU all over your country, and we're the moral people. We put kids on Prozac and Ritalin, and we cut little girls' breasts off. What do you say to that? And they're like, you're psychotic. They go, yeah, we cut their penises off, too. They're like, they go, well, hold my beer. We also cut their thighs up and their forearm muscle off and make big, giant, rotting things that fall off for girls. And the Russians are like, well, that makes sense, actually. Okay, well, okay, you create rotting penises. Well, you're very normal. We think you may be the good guy. See, I mean, folks, we're already so far gone that nuclear war is just the cleansing, you see. I'd rather just stop the infection and not cleanse us all. But here's the fun part. Mark Zuckerberg and Bill Clinton and Bill Gates and the rest of them think that they're going to be safe in a bunker. You know, half the people in the bunker with them are going to immediately take them out as soon as this all goes down. I mean, that's the default. And they know that. So they kind of got robots and key swipe pads and stuff. Oh, you're going to be in your bunker behind a key swipe pad and a big armored door. Oh, the guys that are in there with you, they're not going to pump carbon monoxide in there on you. I mean, you're all dead. And just like the Bible teaches that the rich men of the earth in the end times will be under the mountains wishing they could die. So really what's just going to happen is they're just going to set a bunch of C4 up and blow the mouth of the entrance where you're inside the cave. They're just going to bury you in there. And that'll be where you stay. Just back in your little nest. Back in there. Nice place for you. What type of morons are you? I mean, just take Zuckerberg in Hawaii. I couldn't swing a stick in the dark and not hit a contractor that's been working on his big underground base and his submarine base and all the rest of it. And they all hate his guts. They all ignore the NDAs. They all talk about it all day long. And they give me photos and videos I haven't even gotten to on air yet of just these giant sports stadium-sized bubbles they've got built. And just every 5 minutes, dump trucks pulling out with Zuckerberg building underground bases all over Kauai and reportedly hooking it up to the military base in the mountains and all the rest of the crap. And all these other billionaires have signed on with him and put in money. So there's like 22 of them, and they've all got little underground bases they're building with this underground railway. And you don't think like the 1,000-plus Hawaiians who hate your guts that are down there building it don't know all about it and just and when everything goes haywire? They're going to live in your base, not you. You see, the globalists have taken our acquiescence and our kindness as weakness. When we're all just sitting around going, man, I really don't want to, you know, kill all these people, these globalists, but they really are putting me in a corner here. I just, be so easy to do. It's like killing a raccoon you find in your attic. I mean, you know, because you just throw it out, it's going to come back. I mean, it's kind of sad when you kill it, but I don't want to scare the neighbors. I'm not going to use a 22. I'm going to use a machete on this raccoon. Yeah.
All right. Well, all right. Just all right. Let me get a trash bag. All right. And you got to haul the bodies around. But see, I know you're all impressive libtards. Oh, you're so powerful. You kill us with your shots. You're so scary. Oh, we're so scared of you. And we just really don't want to have to deal with you. But you can't stop. And I know deep down, you really want us to punish you, don't you? That's really what this is all about. You want daddy to come punish you, right? I'd rather not. I'd rather you just stop. You just kind of figure out your own psychology and just stop it. Just stop it. That's all you got to do. Because you're not safe in your bunkers. You're not safe in your BS. And you need to stop. All right, I apologize. I said I'd go to your calls. And I'm going to go to your phone calls. It's just I'm at the end of my rope with you globalists. I mean, it's one thing to go kill a bunch of Russians and launch this war, because the Russians have got beef with the Ukrainians. You can see it both ways. But do we really need to have Lindsey Graham giggling and laughing about dead Russians and smiling and making jokes about it? Do you know what bad luck it is to launch a dangerous war with a nuclear power and then make snickering jokes about it? And that's bad luck. It's not, you're not supposed to do that. It's called bad etiquette. Nobody does it. Okay? Except the biggest losers in the world. Like metaphysically, when you're in a big war and hundreds of thousands are dying and you make little jokes about how tough you are when you can't wipe your ass yourself, it's not good luck. But again, it's the disconnect. I remember there was an article. I talked to folks that were actually in these meetings. It was a true story, which is a rare thing for the New York Times. And the Prince of Darkness, whatever that neocon's name was, Richard Pearl, Trump's going into the courthouse here. Let's drive down into it in Miami. Richard Pearl would go to, like, big cocktail dinners, and he'd walk over to hot reporters, and he'd say, you know, I'm the architect of the war. I've killed a lot of people. And he'd think some 35-year-old good-looking reporter wants a big, fat, white-skinned, dead-eyed guy with a toupee on his head who says to her, I kill a lot of people. Hey, listen, monkey boy, women don't think people that kill people are cool, much less people that brag about it. I mean, they might think deep down, if they need you to kill somebody, it's good that you can kill somebody, but they know that Grimace, the hamburger salesman, is not the guy that's actually killing people. Women instinctively know who can kill people and who can't. They don't need you to tell them how you have other people killing a bunch of women and children. I mean, that's who you are? Madeleine Albright got really excited. Was it a good price to pay, killing 500,000 Iraqi children when you tripled the sanctions? And she got really excited and wiggled around her little seat. Little woman that literally couldn't pick up a 5-pound barbell. And she goes, well, actually, it's a good price, and we're glad we did it. Mm-hmm. Just like George Soros. Yeah, I helped Hitler. It was the best part of my life. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, wow. Mm-hmm. You know, Leslie Stahl was like, it's terrible. You killed, you know, 500,000 kids. She was so toe-deaf. She's like, well, we'd do it again, sweetheart. We're powerful. We starved little kids to death and didn't give them penicillin. And it's like, oh, wow, you're really amazing then. That's incredible. That's really powerful. You're so powerful. And that's who you globalists are. You starve a bunch of children to death, like with your 3 years of lockdowns, and you flood us with all the refugees and tell us to pay for it all and have our standard of living driven down, and then you have the nerve to tell us we're bad when we're the ones that did it. You people are sick freaks. And the only satisfaction I got is knowing you're going to be cut off from God. You will. You will be locked up in the Phantom Zone with people just like you, because we're interstellar, intergalactic, interdimensional entities. We don't ever go away. And at the end of the day, though, I don't take any pleasure knowing, because you don't matter. But I do want you to know, George Soros getting ready to die, got dementia,
still got more brains than his gibbering demon son. I want you to know that God is going to cut you down. But God's going to do something far worse than that. God's going to give you what you want and cut you off from God's source so that you can spend eternity with yourself. All right, we're going to go to break. I'll get to all these feminist clips and pedo clips, but I got to go to calls first. So I'm going to take your calls. I appreciate everybody holding. If I don't do this, we won't be here. We got great products you need, and I don't have all this extra money the media says when they lie. And so I'm in your hands. Plus, these are products that are really great and will enrich your life. And, you know, they're like, hey, we're going to sell out in a couple weeks of X3, but when you don't discount it, the money right now. So I said, okay, I said I was going to end the sale, but no, X3, we'll just sell it out at 25% off. And we've got BrainForce Plus and BrainForce Ultra back in stock, great nootropics. They're 50% off together, record level sale, 40% off individually. The Ultimate Krill Oil is great, the Ultimate Fish Oil, it's all amazing. NitroBoost is incredible for your body. We have the highest quality CBD, full spectrum for neurological systems, your whole body. Leading competitors are at least 50% more. This is the highest quality third-party groups have tested it. CBD oil, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And look, I'm not feeling sorry for myself. If God wants us to just tread water until whatever happens, I'm sure it's in God's plan, so I'm not worried about it. But I'd really like, I got five or six reporters I want to hire. I got a bunch of stuff I want to do. I got a bunch of things I want to cover. But hey, maybe God doesn't want to, it's all in God's plan. But here's the deal. God works through you. So if the vast majority of you, and I'm not complaining, Jelts, you got free will. If the vast majority of you never go to InfoWarsStore.com and never get a product, never get a book, never get a film, never get a water filter, never get any of the great products that are incredible. I mean, if you looked into iodine deficiency, if you looked into how most of it's bound, if you looked into how great our product is, I mean, it's something you need. I mean, you're a fool not to get it, but hey, I get it. If the vast majority of you just say, hey, I'm not going to go there and buy anything from him because there's so many advertisements and everything, more power to you. At the end of the day, I'm way past it all at this point. But you really do need it. And Super Male Vitality is basically sold out, so you'll sell it the next day. Super Female Vitality is the same formula, just one has a blue label. You know, for men that don't exist, and the other's pink level for women that don't exist, because everybody knows there's only one gender, pedophile. But in the real world, there's male and female. That's 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Because it really is not the LGBTP Satan. Now they endorse Satan publicly all over the place. It really is just the P movement, the pedophile movement, the destruction of the innocence movement. And I got to tell God this. I kind of get it. If we can't save our children, and if we can't turn this around, I do ask God to just blow the planet up. I'm not asking God to bring judgment now or destroy us right now, but if God blew the planet up tomorrow, like Krypton, fictionally, I would say thank you, Lord. I mean, I'm surprised God hasn't blown the planet up yet. I mean, we're really bad creatures, so. I mean, it's that simple. So, I mean, that's just really where I'm at. I'm not going to turn and run and go hide. I'm going to keep fighting. But it's really hard to see why we're not stopping the new world order. And God's not going to put up with this much longer, okay? We'll come right back. Stay with us.
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together or 40% off when you get them individually. BrainForce Plus and BrainForce Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula, that's BrainForce Ultra, that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it at, say, 9 o'clock at night. Got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something. And boom, or writing an article or writing a book. And then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. BrainForce Ultra, BrainForce Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews, but if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
You wanted to plug Rainforest. Do you like Rainforest?
Yeah. So my name is Ken Heckenlively. How do I write all the books that I do? 4 books with Dr. Judy Mikovits, 4 books with Project Veritas Whistleblowers, and now 2 books with Alex Jones. That's because I use Brainforce every day. What I always need is I always need some sort of boost in the morning. And so, you know, I try to exercise, eat well, take good vitamins. But the one thing that I have really found that makes a difference is Brainforce. I'll take Brainforce in the morning right before I go to my computer, and I'm good for the next 4 or 5 hours writing a whole lot of stuff. So it really is true that Brainforce is something I use every day, and it helps me with my writing.
All right, we love you. We'll be right back. Get your Brainforce Plus, Brainforce Ultra, and Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number 2.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, folks have been very patient holding while I went into rants the last 30 minutes. Well, now we're going to take your phone calls one after the other. We can put it up on screen. Trump has driven into the federal courthouse, and he's under a judge that he appointed. They're like, oh, this is criminal. This is illegal. Oh, but the Clinton and Obama and Bush judges, they're all fine. So it's just ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Let's go to your phone calls. Brian in New York, China, fentanyl, everything made in China. You want to talk about that? Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, 2 points. I think we all missed the bigger picture here when we mentioned China, because China's like this foreign, outside influence. Everything's made in China. I believe, and the evidence is based on how the Soroses of the country are funding the DAs to allow fentanyl to be sold in broad daylight on our streets. I think they're the ones having it made in China and bringing it in. Because why else would they be spending their
100%
money to influence
DAs? I mean, they want to kill us. I mean, they're literally here to kill us. George Soros' mission is to kill the American people, period. That's a no-brainer.
Second point, and this is a little far out, but a few years ago, you're the only one I ever heard mention this. You mentioned that people who own cats get a parasite, and it makes them want to almost serve their cat and get more cats.
Yeah, something like 2 billion people have a brain worm that makes you want to get more cats, smell the urine of cats, and serve the cats. And there's also another brain worm that makes slugs climb to the top of a tree so birds will eat it and then defecate it out and make more of the slugs, more of the amoebas that control the slug's brain. Yeah, I mean, that's where you get crazy cat lady from.
Yeah, and if you look at the world leaders, like the health ministers, the prime minister of Ireland, they all have these sunken eyes, Alex. And, you know, I think, and it sounds crazy, I think it could be a sodomy parasite that is bringing World War III upon us. I think it's that out there, but I think it's a real possibility.
Well, no, I mean, we'll put it on screen. It's actually a huge issue. How common cat parasite gets in the human brain and influences human behavior, Science Daily. I think something like a third of the people in India have it. It's a really bad situation.
And all these world leaders, they have the same lifestyles. They're doing the same stuff. And guess what? They're all speaking in unison, and they're all bringing this to hell.
Yeah, I mean, without getting too graphic, you're talking about the mainstay of the globalists is eating feces. Yeah, they do that, you know. And a lot of them get these parasites. Well, they do that to get the parasites. You know, it's funny to talk about this, because I know about what you're talking about. It's just so horrible. That's why the Pope reportedly eats large platters of feces every week. And that's why he says those that ingest conspiracy theories, the conspiracy theorists are like eating poop. He's telling you what he does. I appreciate your call. By the way, I wasn't joking when I just said that. They want to get closer to Satan, so they don't just sacrifice children. They don't just rape children. I know this is horrible, folks. We have to talk about it. It's not adrenochrome is a metaphor. Yes, in black magic. Yes, in the Graham grimoires. Yes, in the Black Sabbath, children are tortured, and then they put a lot of chemicals and endorphins into their blood, and yes, they lance the children, you normally 2-year-old babies is their favorite, over a 24-hour ritual, and then you have, after you've tortured the child for 12 hours,
then you kill the child, then have sex in the blood of the child, and then you devour the flesh of the child. That's the, I tell you what a satanic ritual is like. That's what they officially do over 24 hours. In fact, I'm not going to get to the end of it. But the point is that you can look this up for yourself if you'd like to. That's how they try to get closer to Satan. And, yeah, the lower-level people that aren't given access, kind of the Renfields, is the archetype. Again, Bram Stoker wrote Dracula. And in that, Renfield only gets bugs and rats, but he really wants children. But he delivers children, babies, to the women of Dracula. Dracula wants the women. That's the archetype. Dracula wants to destroy the women, who then destroy the children. It's all archetypal, and that's why they caught these witches on tape. You know, it's happening all over the country, eating rotten meat. And you wonder, how do they get women to run around the woods naked and eat rotten meat with maggots all over it? They believe they're getting power from this. So, I'm sorry to have to tell you all this, folks, but that's who runs the country. And Joe Biden rapes children. We'll be right back.
InfoWarsStore.com is like a grocery store or like a vitamin shop. We want to have all the best brands for you. We want to have a bunch of different choices for you. So I get constant questions online and in person. Hey, what's better? Knockout. What's better? Down and Out. What's better? Why do you sell two or three different sleep aids? And the answer is, different herbal formulas, different compounds are better for different people. So one person might like this coffee, another person likes that coffee. That's how our bodies work. They're all very diverse. But we've been able to private label a national bestseller that's been sold for many years that people love and sell for a lower price under the name InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep. This is a great formula full of amazing safe compounds, give you deeper, cleaner, restful sleep, and it's in stock, available right now, of 25% off out of the gates. So get your InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep today at InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Trump has turned himself in Miami, Florida, to the deep state. We're taking your phone calls right now. Luke in Nebraska, you're on the air. Welcome. Anything you want to say, Luke?
Hi, Alex. How's it going?
Good. Go ahead.
I was just wondering, do you think if Donald Trump is to get elected, can he bring us back from the edge of we're headed as a world, you know, things are not.
I don't know that. I think only repenting and seeking God's face and bringing the Holy Spirit in our lives will do that. But certainly the deep state does not want Trump in. Certainly they're fighting with everything they've got to keep him out. So I made the decision last Friday. I've been really mad at Trump. He's not perfect, imperfect vessel. We all are. To support Trump because he was elected. They did steal it. And they're doing it again. So I'm honoring the will of the American people in our republic. And so I will criticize Trump, by the way, all day long. I call him a dumbass with Roger Stone when he was on Sunday. And Roger loves him. They talk constantly. I know Trump hears that. I'm not here to sycophantically kiss Trump's derriere. But the enemy's after him, and I'll be punished for supporting him. So I'm supporting him because I'm not a coward. Does that make sense? I don't know what he's going to do, if he's going to fix it, or what's going to happen. I know the forces running this planet are scared to death of him. And so whatever metaphysical reasons, whatever's going on, they are fundamentally do not want Trump in, and he's who the American people voted for. So I'm not going to be a coward and say I don't support him because I will be persecuted. I mean, I've basically been told they're going to indict me and set me up and put me in jail if I support Trump. So, I mean, it's not a reverse psychology either. It's just that, and I got a lot of problems with Trump. I want to be against Trump because I'm mad at him. But at the end of the day, he's way better than he is. He's way better than he is bad. And I'm not a lesser of two evils, people. But I will not then openly support globalist candidates over him. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Do you think RFK is a globalist candidate? I like a lot of the things he says, too.
No, RFK is 100% real. But he's also, like Trump, wrong about a bunch of stuff. But he's his own man. See, I mean, a real man or a real woman, you're a real person, I'm a real person, we have things we value, we stand for. Sometimes we're wrong, sometimes we're right. But with Trump and RFK, I mean, these are real people. And they call the shots in their lives. And I call the shots in my life. And all these government-funded lawsuits are always like, who gives you the orders? Where's the documents? Where's the Mercers? And of course, it doesn't exist because nobody gives me directives. In fact, half the time, I don't know what I'm about to talk about. I'm not even controlling myself. It's more like I'm like an oracle or a channeler. I don't mean that in the technical sense, but that's, if you had to say, are you a talk show host or you would know I'm an oracle. And we're all oracles. We're all here to tell the truth and really report on what we see from a gut, spiritual, intellectual level, not, oh, how's it sound or what's it look like or what are they going to think? An oracle just tells you. And it doesn't mean I'm infallible, doesn't mean I have all the answers, but I am an oracle. That's what they call me, the Oracle of Austin. But we're all oracles in ways. I mean, two men can't have a baby. That's an oracle saying that. The wages of sin are death. That's the Bible, the true oracle, God's mind. But God works through us. Does that make sense?
It does.
I appreciate your call. But people keep asking me, what are you, Jones? Who do you work for? Man, I want to work for God. And in God's presence, when you're in God's presence, I see every wart, every sin. I'm like, oh man, that's what God fearing is. You're like in the presence of pure goodness and energy and life and just total knowledge. You're just like, oh man, you see everything. I want to do what you say. Can I please work for you? Please, 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 please. I want to be good. Please, please don't destroy me. I'm sorry. Please help me. That's the real spirit. That's why these Satanists mean nothing to me. God's 100% real, folks. Better get that through your heads real fast. Okay? And anybody ever got in the presence of God is either going to turn to Satan, which is the refusal and blaspheming the Holy Spirit, or you're going to get in line with God. You don't come into God's presence. I just did it for a minute. I'm always in God's presence, but I can, anytime I want, I can just instantly get fully in God's presence, and it's awesome. You're going to lay down on the ground because you want to hide. And imagine these Satanists, they're making jokes about God. Alexander Soros is pissing in God's face. Can you imagine the foolishness? These people are crazy. They're crazy. They're crazy. They're out of their minds. Oh my. That's the funniest thing I ever heard of. Refuse that. God just gives you a little taste of the power and you can't even handle it. I know I can't. And God tries to give these Satanists that and they go, no, I don't want that. I want to know how to mess kids up and put toxic waste everywhere. They're like, we want to kill dolphins. And that's what we want. I'm sorry. We want to take little kids and rape them and ruin their lives and put them in dungeons. It's just insane. All right, folks, I'm let's get the break again. Luke, does that answer your question?
Question for you. Do you think there's any way to purge the world of all the evil that we have now other than the second coming of Christ?
Obviously not. Only God can do it.
Makes sense.
I appreciate your call, brother. I don't mean to flip out on you. I just,
can intellectually and culturally and mathematically and politically and spiritually see that we are in grave danger. And I don't know how to get up here on air and get any more real with people. Like, I'm as real as it gets, folks. I mean, I'm like, you're real too. That's why we're here together. But I mean, like, I'm not up here trying to impress you. I'm trying to show you how crazy I am. Because what's going on is nuts. And everybody goes around selfishly, including myself. Acting like if we just deny what's going on, we're going to be safe. Like, I was sitting there last night. We had a nanny that was going to stay late, and we ended up staying home. My daughter went to bed early, and so I watched movies and did some research and stuff. But the point was, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, hey, we go see this movie. And my wife goes, you really want to go see one of those movies? It's all a bunch of brainwashing. And I'm like, no, you're right. It's just, what am I trying to, like, live in the old world? None of it even exists anymore. It's all gone. It's all a big sick game, folks. It's all a big sick joke. And we have to see the people caught up in this system as what they are, jokes. And not laugh at them, because they have a spiritual tidal energy of lemmings that will drag us over the cliff with them. They just don't know God. They don't even know God's real. But if you talk to them, they'll tell you Satan's real. They don't even know God's real. All they know is the devil. And that's why it's really hard to hate these people. But I do hate them because they hurt the children. But they're such losers. I mean, I watch these videos, these transgender males, like 6'5" dudes beating up women in the boxing ring or the MMA or huge, you know, cyclists that were in the top 20 as men, and they go win all the cycling against women. It's like some huge dude, like, I'm proud of myself beating these other women. And they're just into the joke of it, into the sickness of it, into the funniness of it. It's they have no pride, no self-dignity, no self-awareness. They're just, hey, I'm with the corporate system, baby, and I'm doing it. They're followers. Yeah, play the clip. This dude, which, by the way, is a rushable offense in California for me to say that, this dude just won the big women's race on the East Coast and talks about how grueling it was to beat the women. Here it is.
About how the day played out and, like, what you're going to remember the most about this victory.
It was just a grueling effort. I'm just really proud to, like, lay it out there and get the result. But yeah, I kind of, after BC, I kind of get how things work now, where, like, you really want to be up front going into those technical single track sections, and kind of asserted myself there, was able to get a gap early, then got a flat. And then we were kind of all riding together for quite a while. I have a cross background, and I was just like, I'm going to attack these single track sections as hard as I can and try to establish a gap again. Yeah. And did that. I don't even know what mile, but one of the mid race single track sections, I just kind of.
All right. So this is an equivalent. I weigh 260 pounds. Even out of shape, I can squat 600 pounds, I could bench press 300 pounds. And imagine if I went to a little league Pop Warner football game with 9-year-olds. And I said, I identify myself as a 9-year-old. My 49-year-old fat ass would look like Jim Brown running through those kids. It'd be a joke. It'd be a fraud. It'd be a lie. And again, we all know that. But see, the original feminist line that women are equal to men, well, then if you're equal, then we can compete with you as women. And that was all produced by the CIA on record. And Gloria Steinem was their front person to get women under the control of the state. It was to disempower you.
And that's a fact. And you can lie to yourself and say it's not the case. I'm going to go to your calls. But let's play this clip of a lady online who made a great point about feminism. Which clip is that? Clip 6. This is a Natalie Jean on Twitter explaining what feminism really is. And this is totally true. Here it is.
I'm going to say this again for some of you. Feminism paved the way for the trans agenda. None of this would have been possible without feminism. And I know that ticks off the old school feminists who say, we're fighting against this. I know you are. But that doesn't mean you didn't unknowingly or otherwise support the movement that led us to this, which is where womanhood is all but meaningless and anyone who feels like a woman can be one. Feminists, you have repeatedly denied the differences between men and women. You have destroyed the differences between us. You have eviscerated traditional gender roles on the basis that they were formed in socialization rather than in biology. You have made women into second-rate men. You have encouraged women to see our most powerful asset, our ability to give life, as an avenue through which we are oppressed rather than the avenue through which we find liberation and fulfillment. And the worst way in which you have done this, feminist,
taking the wrong fucking flag down, mate.
I don't know that.
We know that.
At least you know that.
100%. Welcome to the White House.
Thank you. Can we take a little video? Hi, Mr. President. It is an honor. Trans rights are human rights.
Are we topless at the White House?
Some of the bravest and most inspiring people I've ever known.
Okay, so now at the White House, it's people getting naked. And then Biden saying they're the greatest people ever. The clip didn't play. Whatever reason, our computers, we're going to play it again. Clip 6, Natalie Jean Besner on Twitter. This is a very important minute and a half clip. I want people to listen to this. This lady's absolutely on target. Let's see if it'll work this time. Here it is.
I'm going to say this again for some of you. Feminism paved the way for the trans agenda. None of this would have been possible without feminism. And I know that ticks off the old school feminists who say, we're fighting against this. I know you are. But that doesn't mean you didn't unknowingly or otherwise support the movement that led us to this, which is where womanhood is all but meaningless and anyone who feels like a woman can be one. Feminists, you have repeated differences between men and women. You have destroyed the differences between us. You have eviscerated traditional gender roles on the basis that they were formed in socialization rather than in biology. You have made women into second-rate men. You have encouraged women to see our most powerful asset, our ability to give life, as an avenue through which we are oppressed rather than the avenue through which we find liberation and fulfillment. And the worst way in which you have done this, feminist, is via abortion. Feminism lies. Feminism tells women that ripping apart limb from limb our own offspring inside ourselves is a right and that it's healthcare. And now you're mad, feminist, that a man can slap on some makeup, maybe shoot up some estrogen, call himself a woman, and demand the right to be treated as such? And we all call that gender-affirming care? Feminist, you invented hiding behind euphemisms. You invented demanding a right that isn't there. You invented slapping the label healthcare on something that is anything but. You dove us headlong into the sexual revolution and you thought you could draw the line of where it ends. Turns out you can't. You forced open the door for womanhood and women to be meaningless and for men to be better than you at both.
All right, I got loaded phone lines. I want to go to Steve and Tony and Archer and Jack and Solomon and Travis and John and Brad and Louie. I'll get to everybody before this hour ends. But I've got more clips here. I have in Germany another person in a clown outfit with a bunch of elementary students saying God is queer and preaching this to the children. This is just a cult, so you don't have children, so you're all alone, folks. All corporately funded. This is the establishment, force-fed everywhere. Let's play the clip, we'll go to your phone calls. Now's the time to say, we are the last generation. Oh, yeah. No more humans. Now is the time to say, black lives always matter. You know, when the UN runs slave camps? Now is the time to say, God is queer.
Gott ist queer. Jetzt ist die Zeit.
Now's the time to say,
we leave no one to die.
Even though they cut their testicles off. Now's the time to say again, we send a ship and much more. We welcome people at Greek. Safe harbors, safe places for all. We all have privileges
and can
use them for moral justice.
Wir können füreinander Verbündete sein. Wir sind hier.
We are here.
Wir sind doch viele.
We are all so many of us.
Wir sind nie wieder.
And we are never quiet again. This is the new religion. This is the takedown of society. This is the takeover of our captured children. All right, Stephen in Alaska on ammonium nitrate that's missing. Go ahead.
There you are. Can you hear me?
I sure can. Go ahead.
Okay, buddy. So the whole nitrogen or ammonium nitrate fertilizer theft, I won't call it anything else. It's a theft. That right there, so that stuff is fertilizer. People don't get it, but part of the way that they can get rid of us is to get rid of our food. If you can't fertilize your crops.
Oh, they're shutting the farms down everywhere. They're not letting Russia export fertilizer, the third biggest exporter. World food production is collapsing.
Roger that. Now, I would recommend the people in the New York area who are enterprising enough to go out and take swab samples and get a hold of somebody like Mike Adams from Natural News, or find an accredited lab, and that will tell them if that stuff was actually in there. So that way nobody's really guessing if that's where they disposed
of it. All the smoke of the fires all over Canada, yeah.
Yes, sir, because they got to dispose of that ammonium nitrate somewhere. They're not going to be able to make a bomb. Everybody thinks they're waiting for them to make an Oklahoma City-style bomb with it and attack our electrical grid, right? So they have to dispose of it somewhere. They can't just hold it. So it's likely that it did get put in that fire. It's a very good possibility. But people need to also look at, like I was saying, the fact that that's not necessarily bomb material. That's food-making material. You know, if you don't.
No, I hear you. There's attacks on our infrastructure happening everywhere. Steve, thank you for the call. Jack in FEMA Region 5, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
I hear you on speakerphone. Yeah, I can hear you.
Yep. All right. So.
Do me a favor. Take it off speakerphone.
I'm not on speakerphone, actually. I'm on a headset. Can you hear me okay?
No, I can't really hear you well, but go ahead.
No. Okay. So basically. You know, I feel the same way you do. Your opening monologue was perfect. I feel like selling everything and getting a Winnebago and going to North Dakota or some spot. But my problem is, you know, I got kids. I can't afford to just leave the area of FEMA Region 5. And quite frankly, I don't think if the voting is not fixed, I don't see a way out of this. So I'm thinking the convention of states or something, you know. I mean, I see everything as a psyop, like flags, race, gender,
No, all of it is to let you know, give up, roll over, and die. So we shouldn't give up and roll over, but we have to also understand you have the globalists that are programming this, and you have their followers. You should give no respect to their followers, listen to nothing they say. They are idiot followers. And they're getting ahead pushing this agenda. And so we just have to stop complying with anything and everything these people say, because this is not our government. This is a group of idiots.
Well, and I do think, I mean, like, I'm trying to stay sober, you know, drinking to escape and everything else. But it's gotten to the point where, you know, it when do we say enough is enough? And, you know, I hate to say it, but, you know, the first insurrection was not even an insurrection, but. If this happens again, I don't know what the hell. I mean,
but that's the problem. It's a cultural brainwashing. So you could wipe out the top globalists. There's only like 1,000 of them. They have minions, 10 people deep that will replace them even worse. You have to oppose their operations. You have to culturally take control of the land. You have to produce food and systems. So production is the means of power. You have to culturally have the ideas. And then put those culture ideas into function and build a civilization. That's why their new digital takeover system is all about shutting down independent production, shutting down the farms. Food production is king. You want to rebel, move to the country, grow crops, buy from each other, and never comply with the enemy. Then they will come with weapons in the future to shut it down. And that's when the war starts. But the people will be on our side by then. We're very close.
A lot of people have asked me, why is InfoWars Store and InfoWars Life not had a probiotic for more than 3 years? And the answer is simple. We only bring you the highest quality to lowest prices. We had a top maker, top certified of probiotics for more than 7 years. They got bought by a libtard company and said, we're not doing business with you, Mr. Jones, anymore. Finally, we got a probiotic just as good or better with a top lab that loves our show. We're able to private label it under InfoWars MD as our probiotic formula. So you can get a super high quality probiotic for amazing gut health and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off right now. Now, wherever you get your probiotics is something everybody should be doing, but I'm asking you to try our probiotic. I think you're going to have an amazing effect and it funds our entire operation. So get your InfoWars MD probiotic today at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a high quality formula and it keeps us on the air. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
We have three original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers, that are filled with high-quality essential oils and more. We have the turmeric toothpaste, we have the ultimate tooth whitening with coral calcium toothpaste, and we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't. And it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So all three toothpastes in stock for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com. Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular that ever happened. They've got quadrillions in stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believed they could control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, let's race back to your phone calls. Trump is inside the courthouse. We'll be following that as it unfolds. Sure, we'll make a statement after. Solomon in Toronto, Canada, here on the air. Thanks for calling. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex.
Yay, Solomon, welcome.
Alex, how are you doing, sir? I've been trying for the last 2 years to talk to you, so it's great to speak to you. Alex, I'm going to make... Alex, please don't say anything because you're like me. You talk forever. So please, I have some questions for you, and then I want to hear you so that we can get to other callers. I appreciate it. Alex, don't get depressed. Keep the fight, man. Stay
positive. No, I'm not depressed. I just have to...
No, I mean frustrated because you're like me because I try and tell people what's going on, and I'm like, these people just cannot listen, and it's so frustrating. So when I hear your frustration and the fight that you have, I am the same way here in Toronto.
No, brother, I appreciate you. What are we talking about? The next steps. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. So in regards to William Cooper, you know that gentleman. He's been on your show. You've talked to him. And you also talked to Dr. John Coleman. They both wrote books and all this stuff. And when I'm done with this question, don't answer it now, but when I get off the call, I hope you can answer. Can you tell me why you're voting when these two gentlemen have told you in the book of the 300 where they tell you that the elected officials are already elected and they're puppets? And there's nothing that we can do because they've already chosen who they've chosen. So I'd like to understand how you make that selection with Trump and you feel comfortable that they're going to be able to go on.
Sure, that's a really good question. And I'll put you on hold, Solomon, while I answer your question. And I'll come back and respond to it. In the main, I think John Coleman was dead on and was in MI6. And his book written... 20 years ago, it's, I think 1993 or something. So yeah, that's like 30 years ago. Good Lord. It's all come true. And nothing against Cooper. Cooper was an incredible talk show host, super entertaining. I never doubted his UFO stuff. He just couldn't prove it. I've got a drinking problem sometimes. He had a bigger drinking problem than I do. I mean, I know the real story of what happened to him, you know, in Arizona. With kids in the farm next to him having parties, and he'd go over there and point guns at them, and then the sheriffs came, and he shot a sheriff's deputy in the face, and then they shot him. So that whole thing, like William Cooper got killed by the government, that's not true, folks. William Cooper was a really talented, amazing person, and the deep state did not kill William Cooper, okay? I mean, because I've got to be honest about stuff. You know, the deep state killed the Davidians. The deep state killed Randy Weaver's wife and child. The deep state killed Kennedy. The deep state killed RFK. The deep state gave us poison shots. The deep state did not kill William Cooper. I mean, I've read the police report, and I knew how Cooper was, and I knew his producer and people around him. He was a Vietnam vet, officer, super wild, serious PTSD. And these kids kept having parties on a small acre track next to his house, and he wasn't putting up with it. They were out there playing rap music and rock and roll, and I mean, you know, he'd go shoot at them and stuff and point guns at them. And the cops came, and he shot a deputy right in the head, and they killed him. That's what happened. So when people say, well, William Cooper says no one's good, Well, William Cooper was a talk show host. I don't think he was controlled by the enemy. I know Tucker Carlson. He's for real. I know Joe Rogan. He's not right about everything, but he's a real person. Nobody tells Joe Rogan what to say. And nobody tells me what to say. And I make mistakes, and I'm not perfect. But the idea that everybody's controlled, they're not. 95% are controlled. But when you get an RFK or an RFK Jr., or you get a Trump, nobody controls Trump. Trump doesn't control Trump. So, I've been in a position, being on air for so long, where people claim I'm getting told what to say and I'm controlled by this. Well, I know that's not true. I'm not told what my agenda is. There's nobody giving me directives. I'm in charge. And the truth is, you're in charge of your life, too. The globalists can convince you to dial into their BS, but it's not real. So you say, well, they're trying to they have indicted Trump. You know, there's your Q indictments, the sealed indictments of the Democrats. No, it's Republicans. So this is a real process taking place. So you asked me this question, Solomon, about who's real and who isn't. And Trump's for real the real president. Trump's for real pig-headed. Trump's for real good and bad, but he really wants to be the president. And he is the president. And that's what scares him. So this paradoxical statement of, oh, William Cooper said nobody's real. Well, I don't think he really said that. He said most of it's controlled. And I agree with that. But not everything's controlled. And here's a key. Listen to me carefully, Solomon. As the New World Order loses control, they're going to have less and less control. Goes to say, doesn't it? And why is Elon Musk coming out against him? Why are all these Hollywood people turning against him? Because they realize that old structure is going down. It doesn't have the power it had before. So you're going to have opportunists that are Johnny-come-latelys to the liberty movement because we're winning. And we can't be territorial or like Pharisees and say, well, we're holier than thou. We did this before you. We're OGs. We don't accept you because you weren't with us 30 years ago. We have to get ready for victory. We have to have a self-fulfilling prophecy of success. And we've got so much incredible opportunity really within our grasp. I mean, it's very close to our, it's within reach. And so we need to stop spending so much time on the enemy, and I'm the worst person about this. So when I say this, I'm talking to myself on how bad the enemy is, and spend more time on really how amazing humanity is and our contributions to reality and what we build and what we do. But I couldn't think of a more important question today, Solomon. What a wise question about how do we know what's good and what's bad? That's what God and God's Spirit's about in our heart. I know you're a good person, Solomon. I can tell by your voice and the question you asked. And I've got to trust you, Solomon, and I've got to believe in you because I believe in myself. And Solomon, you know you're not perfect, but you love God, and you love truth, and you love freedom, and you love justice, and you just called in, and you know you're an honest person, honest in what you're saying, honest in what you believe in. So my question to you, Solomon, is if you don't believe there's other good people in the world, how can you believe you're good, Solomon? Give me your take on that, Solomon.
My take is, hello? Can you hear me, Alan?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, perfect. My take is that I was making more reference to John Coleman in regards to his book of the Council of 300. But I hear what you said, and I do agree there are good people, 100%. But I'm saying that this system is rigged. And to wake those people up that who have been under the system, and now they can no longer what's happening, it really frustrates me. And I'm not saying that there isn't any good in this world. Yeah, I mean, 100%, I know there's good and evil. But at the same time, Alex, my question to you is that as we get all the good people, and this goes to you, I think that, yeah, I mean, like Royce White has stated many times that you are in the position. You're the start of all this to wake people up with Louis Farrakhan. That's how I found out through Louis Farrakhan. In 92, I started following him, and he opened up my eyes to the whole financial system and all the other things. And then I rolled upon you, and I got involved with hearing what you were saying. And I've always been curious on how the whole system world worked. So for me, I hear you. But now my next question that I wanted to say to you is there's good people, and I agree. But I think the reason why we are not succeeding, because our message is all over the map. When you go onto bandvideo.com, you got 10 million issues that everybody's talking about. And I think...
Well, listen, here's the deal, Solomon. I just spent 10 minutes with you. I got to go. I got to get to other people. What am I supposed to do with Band on Video? I can't run my own life. We've given hundreds and hundreds of contributors that have been banned their own channels. And it's just a place for people that have been banned to have a site. And then I'm supposed to curate that and control it. I'll shut the damn thing down. Will that make you happy? I mean, seriously. That's the nature of the universe. Tim Cook over at Apple said, we curated Alex Jones like a museum. We're shutting him down. You don't need to see that in the museum. So, yeah, you go on man.video. It is a wild, wild west crazy town. What am I supposed to do? You're banned? Here, you got a channel. You're banned? You got a channel. I don't agree with some of the stuff that's on there. Would you rather it not be there? Because I can give you what you want. In fact, I may do it. I think I've done my 29 years. I think I've done my mission. Maybe if you don't have me to kick around anymore, that'll make you happier. And we'll just give the left the nuclear war they want. I don't want to die in that big nuclear explosion, but man, it'll be so good to know the left all goes. And they won't be able to hurt children anymore. They'll be all gone. Maybe nuclear war is the answer. Maybe John McCain and Lindsey Graham are right. Maybe we should just burn the whole surface of the planet up. You know the globalists will die in their bunkers too, so they'll just die later. Maybe I'm a liberal now. In fact, I've thought about this for years, but starting tomorrow, I'm going to host the show from a perspective of Alexander Soros. I will become Alexander Soros tomorrow, and I will promote the views of the open society. I will support forced euthanasia, castration of all boys, mass death and destruction of nuclear war, because I want to be accepted by CNN. I want to be loved by the New York Times. Henceforth, I will support Satanism. I want to encourage the entire audience to commit suicide and to be pedophiles and to take fentanyl and to pour gasoline all over your body and light it. Of course, I'm being sarcastic. You know, it's really hard to, I can't do it. I could do a show kind of like Sears is doing, where he plays the part each day of a leftist. But, I mean, I just can't do it. I just can't be them. I can't say the stuff they say. Let's go to Tony in California. Tony, you're on the air. Welcome.
Mr. Jones, if I could just have 1.5 minutes, I can say my piece.
Okay, you got 1.5 minutes. You're on the air. We're not screening your call right now. You're on the air live right now.
Okay. If somebody's stabbing you in the back with a half-inch knife for 9 months, and then they realize they can't kill you, and they start wanting money to buy a bigger knife, I'm not going to give it to them. Secondly, if the conservatives had just one voice, one person that's on our side that would boycott Amazon for 1 month and then go to Walmart and boycott them for 1 month and then go down to Home Depot 1 month and just go through the list and every year rotate them, I think if this went on for 5 years, we wouldn't need 30 years. All it would take is 5 years to have this whole thing turned around. We wouldn't even be in this predicament. So I don't think anybody has done anything for us except talk. They sell books on Amazon, and that's it. That's my piece. What do you think?
Well, I mean, it takes talk to figure out what you're going to do. But I agree with you that the boycott and the boycott is the real power. They've lost $24 billion at Anheuser, Pedo, Bush. They've lost millions and millions at all these other companies, like North Pedo, Face, and all of them. And so the boycott, the boycott is really where the power is. And if people would just get wise and not support establishment systems, we would beat them very quickly. I totally agree with you.
We have no place to buy now any longer because those are the only ones that have power. We need somebody to go with the very edge of what they've got and start a program where they organize. I can sit around and complain with my friends. I don't have millions of listeners. You guys have millions of listeners.
Okay. Well, I'm listening to you. Will you please tell me what I'm supposed to do? I'm kind of following what you're saying. I'm willing to step up and get up off my ass. Reprove me. I'm serious. What do I need to do, Tony, right now?
Okay. Just say we're going to start a boycott this month against Amazon. I'd like my listeners for 1 month not to buy. And then next month, go to Walmart and say, we're going to boycott Walmart just for 1 month and get that ball rolling. And every month, spend 5 minutes every show and tell people we're boycotting this. And I guarantee you, people like me will come out of the woodworks to support.
No, I hear you. And I appreciate your call. What I'm saying, Tony, is boycotts are great. What about boycotts?
Talking about don't buy from these for 1 month. That's all. I can sacrifice not going to Walmart for 1 month. I can sacrifice not going on the computer for 1 month. I can sell.
Sir, you know, I really hear what you're saying, and I appreciate your call. How about I just walk? How about this is the last show I ever do? That'll make you happy. I'll do a little better for you. In fact, you got a pledge from me. I'm gone today. Let's finish the show up. I'm out of here. That'll please all of you. You can have your nuclear war. There'll be no money for the plaintiffs. Actually, that's why I want to do this. And I'm just done. How about that? Seriously, everybody's all pissed at people in the arena all day long. And just, you need to do this. You need to do that. You need to do this. Even when I'm polite and try to listen to you, it's just you get more and more mad. Don't worry. They're going to release a new bioweapon. You're all going to be dead. Seriously, you're dead. It's liberal. And all the trendies watching, laughing right now. Oh, we're winning. We're pedos. You're all dead too. They're going to release a bioweapon. You're all dead. I'm serious. I may just never come back. I've done this too long. I've been here too long. I've sat here and I've just watched it all go down. I'll just hang it up right now. In fact, I can't take any more calls at this point. Go to rebroadcast. We'll see what happens. That means I'm going to rebroadcast, so find something to play. Thanks.
At the end of the day, any amount is too little, and every amount is never enough.
The Biden administration is officially asking the UN to come in and sanction the United States and saying that America was founded on slavery and is inherently evil, and that the UN should come in and help administer $5 million of U.S. taxpayer money to every black person.
The stolen men and women and children were brought to our shores in chains, subjected to unimaginable cruelty. My nation's original sin was that period.
On December 16th, 2005, the UN General Assembly reaffirmed the importance of providing reparations for gross violations of international human rights law by adopting a 5-point legal framework for reparations. And that has become our norm.
Now, obviously, it's about a UN takeover. Are they going to go to China and get reparations for the 3 million Muslim Uyghur slaves in Western China? No. And if you bring it up on a basketball court, they'll kick you off. Like you've seen in the NBA.
Yeah, nobody cares about what's happening to the Uyghurs, okay? You bring it up because you really care, and I think that's nice that you care. Of all the things that I care about, yes, it is below my line.
No. It's all about America being bad and this carrot being dangled of go along with the UN, go along with the world government, and it's going to give you reparations. It's the UN building the refugee centers after they ran the lockdowns worldwide that starved over 50 million people in the last 3.5 years to death. They're murdering people en masse. Paramilitary UN troops are slaughtering people all over the world.
The hardest moment is thinking about leaving your country as you hear the sounds of explosions and gunfire.
How can you go to a country for 20 years to stabilize and you don't stabilize and you think that you have succeeded in doing something?
I was on an airplane flying back and I said, let me just watch this show.
Tell them the Men in Black sent you.
So I want to see the propaganda in it. And it was all about evil British white mercenaries enslaving a mythical African country that has this magical element in it, similar to Black Panther and Wakanda. And I'm sitting there watching the mercenaries. You know who the mercenaries work for. They work for really one of four or five groups, but it's the UN's the main group that has mercenaries slaughtering and enslaving, just like the movie, literally. And then there's China.
China's recently been accused of trying to take over Uganda's Seoul International Airport if the East African country fails to pay a $200 million loan for the expansion of the site.
Over the last several decades, China has been pumping resources into Africa. The country has invested hundreds of billions of dollars across the continent, ranging in everything from transportation and infrastructure to real estate and technology.
It's been found that if an African country recognizes Taiwan as a country, they receive, on average, 2.7 fewer Chinese infrastructure projects within their borders each year. Conversely, if an African country votes overwhelmingly along with China in the United Nations General Assembly, they receive 1.8 more infrastructure projects each year.
Analysts have accused them of debt colonialism. There are fears China is making loans it knows states cannot repay.
Beijing may engage in what critics characterize as debt trap diplomacy, lending designed to force countries into handing over land, minerals, and strategic assets when they default on a loan.
China is among the world's top 10 largest contributors of troops to the UN. The country currently has about 80% of its blue beret-wearing peacekeepers deployed in Africa. Chinese military observers, engineers, medics, police, and other UN personnel help maintain peace and security, protect vulnerable groups, and support development.
See these movies, and the UN's the savior, and there's this UN group of superheroes that come to create stability and battle Black Adam because he's too violent, and they're the UN, and they're going to save the world, when it's the UN that is the biggest group running those lithium mines in those slave camps. They run it. They control it. They get a big cut of the money from the multinational corporations. And who gets 98% of rare earth minerals out of the ground in the world? The Chaicoms. So in most cases, the Chaicoms don't run the enslavement. They run the civilian side of it, extracting it and controlling the slaves. But the paramilitary camps are run by the UN on record. But when you watch a movie from Hollywood, it's the UN saving everyone from the mercenaries. A lie, a lie, a lie. All of it, a big, giant, damn lie. We don't hear about the UN paying reparations for all the African slaves they got right now, or for cutting the damn food off.
Well, the Bill of Rights is a stumbling block on the way to shutting down speech that the left doesn't like, at least in government. But there's a new avenue for those who would like to censor what you say and think, and that's corporations. The left have wised up to this. If you want to stop someone from telling the truth, use companies to do it, the social media giants, and they are.
For many on the left, the view seems to have become that if you can't beat them, prevent them from speaking.
So far, the most prominent casualty of the crusade against free expression has been the radio show host Alex Jones.
There is a concerted effort by the Democratic Party and multinational corporations and big tech to silence conservative and nationalist and populist voices.
There's also guys on CNN that spend their whole day calling Facebook and saying, can you ban this person?
He may be America's best-known conspiracy theorist, but this week, Alex Jones's content will be a little harder to find.
Shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment, but instead attack-dogging, calling for federal regulators to shut down independent free press working with big tech.
People know what's true. They can smell it.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
In a free country, everyone can be heard. In totalitarian societies, only the powerful can be heard.
Two amazing nootropics, that means brain power, are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and they're both 50% off. We haven't offered these for 50% off since last Christmas. These are amazing products, and for those of you on the fence, I want you to try them. Brain Force Ultra hits in 15 minutes, only lasts 3 hours with no hangover. It is a game changer. Nobody's got something close to this. Then our Brain Force Plus is a good, basic, clean nootropic. Gives you 4 to 6 hours of amazing energy, again, with no hangover, no jitters. Both products back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Brain Force Ultra, your Brain Force Plus, and your Turbo TurboForce, all exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And no, you're funding the second American Revolution, 1776 worldwide. The answer to 1984 is 1776. And the answer for energy is Brain Force. In the short time we have, I can't get into all the incredible ingredients in Super Female Vitality. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, read about the ingredients, look them up for yourself, and then understand, this is cold-pressed herbs, so it has a more powerful effect in the body. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Super Male Vitality is selling out. It's an incredible formula for stamina, energy, libido. Only a few hundred bottles left. But the good news is we have several thousand bottles left of Super Female Vitality. That's the same formula. It boosts men. It boosts women. It works great. But women like pink labels. Men like different color labels. So it works for men as well. It's the same formula. It's an incredible formula. And it funds our operation. And here's another important part of the overall information. It's 50% off for a limited time. So get your Super Female Vitality for men and women at InfoWarsStore.com right now for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. Super Female Vitality, 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z. And can I just say thank you to Alex Jones, who has given us so much over the years. Everything he has done is so appreciated by millions and millions of people all over the world. And it's because of Alex for many, many people, including people that I know, that they are awake today and avoided these poison shots. Speaking of the poison shots, former BlackRock manager and Wall Street buff Ed Dowd joins us today to discuss his bombshell excess death disability data vaccine injuries report. Ed Dowd, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Maria, great to be here. Thanks for having me on.
It's great to have you. Thank you so much for your time. We, Ed and I, attended an event in Perth, Australia this weekend. It was fantastic. We had thousands of people in attendance, and it really was a testament of the growing population that is becoming awake because of broadcasts like this, because of people like you, Ed. And so we really want to focus on some of this data that you and your team at Finance Technologies have presented. I mean, walk us through this and why this is the most credible data in the world right now, and it's waking millions of people up.
Yeah, look, I started this journey in 2021, and on one of the first programs I went on, I asked to be a lightning rod. And what I meant was not for the authorities to come after me, but for other people to help me. And I've assembled a team, started a firm with two PhD physicists from Portugal, Carlos Alegre and Yuri Nunes. Carlos has an extensive Wall Street background in Europe, worked for a number of hedge funds, wrote a book, Economic Cycles, Debt and Demographics. And he came to me in June of 2022. Myself and Josh Sterling had already looked at some of the insurance data, some of the CDC data. He volunteered his help to come up with what we would call a methodology and how to calculate excess deaths that is far and above probably the best way to do it. It's a population trend adjusted. And so we started looking at all of Europe, the UK, Germany, Australia, obviously the US, Canada, we can't look at because they're hiding their death data at the moment. But the numbers are in, and the numbers are devastating. The numbers basically show across most Western countries a mixture from old to young in 2021. We also looked at US disability data from the US Bureau of Labor Statistics. We've done a deep dive there. We then looked at the Pfizer clinical trials. There was a paper done by a couple gentlemen. And we looked at their paper, and from there we were able to glean the injuries and the damage and come up with an economic estimate of the damages and the numbers in the U.S. And at this point, you know, we had a theory that it was the vaccine. As we move through time, it's becoming undeniable in our minds, and we're 150 to 200% convinced it's the vaccine's causing untold amounts of deaths, excess deaths, disabilities, and injuries in the form of missed work time.
Well, if the team have got the links to financetechnologies.com, that's with a PH, some of those graphs are represented on the webpage. And of course, Ed's written a book, Cause Unknown, which is really making waves. And I want to talk about how that's actually waking some people up. But there we go. We've got some of that on the screen right now. Excess deaths for age group 25 to 44. That's U.S. yearly excess death analysis. You've also got that broken up into quarters, Ed. Just talk us through that in the minute before the break.
Yeah, so millennials started dying excessively really in 2021 into 2022 and continues in 2023. Granted, and thankfully at a lower rate, but it's still running around 23%, which is still way too high. You know, we looked also at the Society of Actuaries data, which confirms what we gleaned from the CDC data and the UN data. And the bottom line is it's been detrimental to your health to be employed in 21 and 22. Millennials are, you know, that age group's not supposed to die. And the insurance companies are paying out claims. They're slowly waking up to this. Josh Sterling has got an effort called the Insurance Collaboration to Save Lives, where the vaccine is on the table as a cause.
Pause right there for me, Ed. We've got to go to break. Let's continue this conversation on the other side. Don't go anywhere because people are waking up because of this data. It's undeniable. We'll be right back.
Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Brain Force Plus is great. Brain Force Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
And we are back with Ed Dowd, who is making waves across the world. Let me tell you, his book, his team's data, all the work that he is doing is getting the attention of some important people. Ed, please go on with what you were saying before the break.
Yeah, so the millennials, typically speaking, shouldn't die, especially the employed millennials. And one of the most, so we have our data across the globe, but I like to use other people's data because it not only does it confirm us, it's not our data, so it's undeniable. Society of Actuaries, they count the number of claims they're paying out. And in 2021, they paid 40% excess deaths out. 10% is a once-in-a-200-year flood. 40% is unheard of. Millennials had an event in the third quarter of 2021. Their excess deaths went up to 84% very quickly in the three-month time frame. That event was mandates and vaccination programs in the U.S. And it's undeniable because in a three-month time frame, it rose at such a fast rate on Wall Street. That's what we call, you know, an event. It was standard deviations above norms. And, you know, the naysayers have said many things like, Ed, it's suicides, it's drug overdoses, and it's missed cancer screening appointments. And for this elite group of Fortune 500 mid-sized level company employees, that doesn't make any sense. People tend not to have a suicide pact working at these companies in the third quarter. That makes no sense. These people need to be employed to get the claim, and they don't usually overdose on drugs like fentanyl and heroin, and you don't keep your job very long. And missed cancer screening appointments is nonsense. I'm 56. I've never had one. Usually you get a cancer screening when you present yourself with some sort of illness and then they start testing. So no one goes in for regular yearly annual cancer screening appointments. It's nonsense.
So you mentioned something really crucial there, and I recall this from your presentation. This data represents people who are working who can afford health insurance. This is what we're talking about here. So as you said, we're not talking about this working population represented in the Fortune 500 companies, as you said, going and overdosing on drugs. This doesn't happen.
No, it does not happen. And there was a clear event, the Society of Actuaries report that came out last August that showed 2021 was devastating. And it showed an event. It looks like a heat map, and the red centered on the millennials, 25 through 44 in the third quarter of 2021. They broke it down into two different age groups. One experienced 100% excess mortality, the other 78. It's around 84%, which is the number that Josh Sterling and I came up with in February, March of 2022. So the Society of Actuaries basically confirmed our numbers, which at the time people were poo-pooing and saying it's just two dudes on the internet. Well, Society of Actuaries isn't two dudes on the internet. So we're getting verification all over the place. We then discovered some new data this year. It's called absence and work time loss data. It's annual data. It's not monthly, but it showed an increase of missed work time loss and absences of 13 standard deviations in the U.S. above a 20-year trend line. 13 black swan event. So basically, from there, we were able to, from the mRNA clinical trials, come up with an injury number. And we think there's about 26.6 million people in the U.S. whose immune systems have been compromised, which is presenting as chronic absences and illnesses. So their immune system is blown up. And if you take that number that we saw in the U.S. and impute it globally, assuming 5 billion people got vaccinated, it's about 900 million people injured that are chronically presenting as sick. And unfortunately, unless the globe knows what's going on, they're going to treat the symptoms rather than the root cause, which is a immune system problem, which can be fixed. I'm hopeful for that. But if we don't take care of this, the injured can turn into disabled and the disabled can turn into dead. So these buckets are not static.
And some people may argue that this was deaths from COVID or even absences due to COVID. Why does this data prove otherwise?
Well, first of all, the variants became less lethal as time rolled on, and the young folks weren't really dying in 2020 to the extent they were in 21 and 22. And at this point, COVID is a cold. It's Omicron. And we're seeing, for instance, in the country of Australia, your excess deaths reached a new high in 2022 of 16%, and they were minus 2% in 2020, plus 4% excess deaths in 21. And now with a cold, Australia is experiencing horrendous excess deaths. So there's something going on. At the very least, if it's not the vaccines, which I believe it is, there seems to be a lack of interest in this subject by the global health authorities and the global governments and the media. So we have worse numbers now than we did during the pandemic in terms of overall excess deaths. Disabilities have spiked greatly in the U.S. I suspect also other places as well. And the injury numbers we're gleaning from the U.S. are probably all over the place as well. So why would this be going on? We have pandemic numbers in 2022 with the pandemic supposedly over, but there's crickets and silence on what's going on.
And what's the trajectory, Ed? I mean, is it going to get worse? We had people very early on predicting that these injections were going to kill off a large portion of the population. They already have. Does it look like it's going to continue going at this rate?
Well, the good news is the disability rate of the second derivative, the rate of change, has slowed, but the disabilities in the U.S. hasn't broken trend. So the sharp rise we saw from Feb 21 to September of 22 has slowed, but I would like to see us see the trend line broken. We haven't yet. The excess deaths in the U.S., especially amongst the Society of Actuaries, millennial age groups running around 23%, so well off the 84%. But 23%, if that continues, you know, that's a devastating population problem. So the numbers, while better, aren't getting better as quickly as I would like to see. And if they stay at these levels, we have a problem.
And talk to us about the data across other countries, because you haven't just looked at the United States. You haven't just looked at Australia. You've also got Europe, the UK, other countries. Is it consistent across the board? What are the differences?
There's slight differences, but the theme of a mixture from old to young pretty much occurred in almost every country. the country that was the most devastated because they had one of the highest vaccination rates was Denmark. They saw excess deaths in every age group, almost every age group. There was one that wasn't, but it was almost every age group, age cohort saw 2021 above 2020, 2022 above 21. And Denmark at the end of last year, effectively through wordsmithing, banned the vaccine for under 50. They recommended not to get it. And they said, we'd rather you get COVID than the COVID vaccine. Interesting. We have other countries starting to back. Yeah, we have other countries backing off in certain age groups. The U.S., which usually is a healthcare leader, is still pushing forward, acting as if nothing's going on. When I came to Australia this weekend, my challenge to Australia was shame the Yanks and ban it before we do. And, I think there's a shot there because I think as quickly as y'all went over the cliff, you can pull a 180. And as word spreads in Australia, I think people are going to be a little irate. And I think change can happen faster there than it can in the U.S. There's too many vested interests in the U.S. that don't want to see this come to light.
Well, we certainly have less people to convince in this country, and we have a growing movement. That is certain. More and more people are telling me, you know, I speak to a lot of strangers on the street, as I'm sure that most people who are awake do, because our future literally depends on all of us realizing what on earth is going on here. And, you know, when I talk to them about CBDCs, for example, they are terrified. They don't want this kind of control. And it's all linked with the scam of the past 3 years and the scam that's been really running much longer than that, but a lot of people have just realized it now. I do want to get into CBDCs with you, but when we come back from the break, I will ask the team to play the clip from Sky News. Ed actually interviewed with a mainstream media outlet here in Australia while he was here from Perth. And they surprisingly aired him saying exactly what he's telling us today. It looks like it is the injections. There is no other way that this could be, that it could be attributed to anything else. Basically prove me wrong, and people have not been able to. So stay with us, Ed. Viewers, please stay with us. Share this broadcast everywhere. This is really, really important information because it's waking important people up. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula, that's Brain Force Ultra, that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it at, say, 9 o'clock at night. I've got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something, and boom, or writing an article or writing a book. And then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews, but if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. We have 3 original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers, that are filled with high-quality essential oils and more. We have the turmeric toothpaste. We have the ultimate tooth whitening with coral calcium toothpaste, and we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpastes have fluoride. Ours don't. And it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So all three toothpastes in stock for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is like a grocery store or like a vitamin shop. We want to have all the best brands for you. We want to have a bunch of different choices for you. So I get constant questions online and in person. Hey, what's better? Knockout. What's better? Down and out. What's better? Why do you sell two or three different sleep aids? And the answer is different herbal formulas, different compounds are better for different people. So one person might like this coffee, another person likes that coffee. That's how our bodies work. They're all very diverse. But we've been able to private label a national bestseller that's been sold for many years that people love and sell for a lower price under the name InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep. This is a great formula full of amazing safe compounds, give you deeper, cleaner, restful sleep, and it's in stock available right now of 25% off out of the gates. So get your InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You know, Australia really was home to some of the most draconian measures, and it was such a big deal for so many Australians this weekend to have an honourable person like Ed Dowd in our presence. Dr. Asim Malhotra was there, Dr. Naomi Wolf, John Shipton, Julian Assange's father at the conference. Some really, really, seasoned campaigners when it comes to telling the truth. I interviewed doctors over this period who were put in solitary confinement, raided in their homes, raided in their offices for speaking out. It was absolutely brutal what they did to us in this country. And I will never forget, you know, sometimes we get tired of talking about the insane measures that these maniacs went to when it came to COVID. And rest assured, if they did it once, they will do it again. And they're planning it right now. But right now we have Ed Dowd with us, and he attended he actually featured on the mainstream media in Australia while he was here. I've got a quick clip to play here from his appearance on Sky News, and then we'll go back to Ed. Here's that clip now.
My thesis is that it's the vaccine. At the very least, if it's not the vaccine, what is it? And why is no one talking about it? Because the numbers we see now are actually worse than 2020 in terms of continued excess deaths into 23, disabilities that took off in 2021 into 2022. We added 3.2 million to our disability roles in the U.S. We had about 29-30 million for the prior 4 years. It went up to 33.2 million in 18 months. And half of those newly disabled people were employed.
Very interesting. Ed, you blew up the internet in Australia.
Well, there's a backstory here that I'd like to tell. When I was, first of all, Adrian McRae put on this event with Topher. He deserves a lot of credit. He got me the interview on Sky News, and he told me, look, they don't want to talk about the vaccines. You're going to do a financial talk about the economy and what you see. So I went in prepared just to talk about finance, and I was told that if I start bringing up vaccines, they'd pull me. That's what I was told. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. So I was prepared just to talk about finance, and then they brought up my book and asked me to talk about it, which I was shocked. So I think Rowan and Rita, and I forget the other gentleman's name, deserve a shout-out, because I think a decision was made to at least let me speak about my book. They plugged my book. And, of course, they use the TGA disclaimer, but I suspect, and Topher suspects as well, that maybe they saw the live streaming event and they decided this information needed to get out somehow. So I got to give them a hat tip, because I went in not thinking I would be able to talk about it. So that was great news for Australia.
I absolutely agree with you, Ed. I call the fact that we are not able to air this information without the TGA disclaimer, specifically, you know, given some of Dr. Malhotra's revelations during that conference, that the TGA is actually 96% funded by Big Pharma. You know, so without that TGA, I hate that they do this, and I understand the reasons why, albeit I don't agree with it. But, you know, I was disappointed that it didn't air on YouTube, but YouTube would probably pull that down. That portion of your interview wasn't actually aired by Sky on YouTube, but much to their credit, whoever was watching live and all of the, you know, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of reshares that this clip has had of you talking about this on Sky, the full clip, has gone all over the internet. So I do credit them for that. Absolutely. And all of Australia's talking about this. And here's the thing, Ed, you know, we all know it's happening. The mainstream media is alluding to it now. And yet we've got Senator Babbitt in Australia, and we're unique in the way that, in the sense that we do have some really great senators here. Senator Alex Antic being one of them, you know, regular guest of mine. And Senator Babbitt went to Parliament and wanted to investigate the excess deaths. He didn't say this is due to the injections, nothing. He wanted to investigate the excess deaths, and the Parliament voted against it. Imagine being allegedly elected by your people and refusing to investigate why they're dying in droves. Similarly, Senator Antic, and I won't take up the whole of your time, Ed, but Senator Antic went into Parliament and said, okay, let's know who's associated with the World Economic Forum. I want you to disclose your ties because it could be a conflict of interest. And let's all just be honest. If we have associations with the World Economic Forum, we can say so. If not, we'll say we don't. And most of Parliament voted against that. Majority of them voted against it. So you really see this huge cover-up happening. And, you know, you say it yourself. It's a cover-up of the biggest crime in history, the biggest cover-up. But simultaneously, we have so many people waking up. Talk to us about that process.
Yeah, so, you know, I believe in the marginal mind. This has always been a battle for the marginal mind. And I believe if we reach a tipping point, things change. And so my goal in what I've been doing is knowing that the mainstream media won't air my data, knowing that governments and global health authorities don't want to talk about this. It's been a guerrilla warfare, information warfare, get the message out, and it's spreading word of mouth. And you know, what happened in Australia, I think we can't underscore how important that was. You guys took the brunt of it, but 2,500 people showed up in Perth. That's the biggest crowd I think anybody in the freedom movement has ever spoken to, 2,500 people in Perth. So Perth is waking up, and I challenge the audience, take the information and become you know, your own Paul Revere, like we did in the U.S., and say it's the vaccines, and spread the message. And I think word of mouth is happening. Rita and Rowan aired my book. I think things are changing in Australia, and I think you're a nation of 25 million people, and even though the people in the government are trying to suppress this, you guys can change this quickly. I think what happened in Australia was so egregious, and I think 1.5 million people protested the mandates and lockdowns. There was Battleground, Melbourne, and I think Australia has the ability to change and change fast and pull the 180. In the U.S., you know, we have too many vested powerful interests, and the nation's too divided. I think you guys can probably pull together and stop this madness. I really have hope for Australia.
I have hope for the whole world, Ed. At the end of the day, the power's always been with the people. It's just that the people have to realize it. And so we'll talk a little bit more about that towards the end. Really quickly for me, talk about the vaccine damage project, and then we want to get into the economy after this break.
Sure. So basically, we did an analysis with all our excess death data, disability data, and then the missing piece, the injuries. And we came up with here's the human cost. We estimated 300,000 excess deaths in the U.S., probably on the low side. Disabilities, 1.36 million. Again, we're very conservative. And then injuries, 26.6 million. So in total, it's about 28-plus million people in the U.S. That's about 10% of the population. It's probably more of the employed part of our country. So that's why I've been saying it's a national security issue because of the mandates. And the economic costs we estimate, and we just took lost wages. That's what we can measure. What we can't measure is lost productivity, which is much higher. But here's the numbers as according to lost wages. 5.2 billion from the dead, 52 billion from the disabled, and 89 billion from the injured in 2022, for a grand total of about 150 billion that we can measure. Again, productivity is a multiplier effect. There's lost productivity here, so it could be anywhere from 500 billion to a trillion.
We've got to go to break, Ed. These are astronomical numbers. Finance Technologies with a PH. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with Ed Dowd.
You're going to want to pay attention to what I'm about to say in the next 60 seconds. Two new incredible products are now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. They are both clones of national best-selling products from a major pharmaceutical slash supplement maker that are listeners and patriots that are allowing us to private label it at a lower price than you'll find in stores. It's Joint Relief Max and Nerve Renew. Both of these have known documented natural compounds to lower pain and to also make your nerves healthier, which is one of the major reasons nerves get irritated and are more inductive to pain. There's major research behind this all. You need to get Joint Relief Max from InfoWarsMD and Nerve Renew from InfoWarsMD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Introducing them both, 25% off. You'll find them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, and they fund their operation. A lot of people have asked me, why is InfoWars Store and InfoWars Life not had a probiotic for more than 3 years? And the answer is simple. We only bring you the highest quality to lowest prices. We had a top maker, top certified of probiotics for more than 7 years. They got bought by a libtard company and said, we're not doing business with you, Mr. Jones, anymore. Finally, we got a probiotic just as good or better with a top lab that loves our show. We're able to private label it under InfoWarsMD as our probiotic formula. So you can get a super high quality probiotic for amazing gut health and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off right now. Now, wherever you get your probiotics is something everybody should be doing, but I'm asking you to try our probiotic. I think you're going to have an amazing effect, and it funds our entire operation. So get your InfoWarsMD probiotic today at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a high quality formula, and it keeps us on the air. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com is like a grocery store or like a vitamin shop. We want to have all the best brands for you. We want to have a bunch of different choices for you. So I get constant questions online and in person. Hey, what's better, Knockout? What's better, Down and Out? What's better? Why do you sell two or three different sleep aids? And the answer is different herbal formulas, different compounds are better for different people. So one person might like this coffee, another person likes that coffee. That's how our bodies work. They're all very diverse. But we've been able to private label a national bestseller that's been sold for many years that people love and sell it for a lower price under the name InfoWarsMD Good Night Sleep. This is a great formula full of amazing safe compounds to give you deeper, cleaner, restful sleep, and it's in stock available right now of 25% off out of the gates. So get your InfoWarsMD Good Night Sleep today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You know, people really underestimate the impact that they can have on the world. Ed Dowd is a perfect example of that. He's seen that there's a huge problem. He's used his skills, his gifts to present something to the population that is helping them wake up. I want to share a really quick story, and this is in no way, shape, or form, you know, me pumping Z Media's tires up, although I think we do great work. Last year, early last year, we were contacted by some doctors, and they really didn't know what to do. And when I tell you Australia was terrified, these doctors were being raided. One of them spent time in solitary confinement. I said that before, but just imagine in your brain a doctor being put into solitary confinement for speaking out against the shots. This is serious Nazi Germany stuff. And so we gathered these doctors, 17 of them, into a conference. We called it Conference of Conscience. It was the first time in our country that something of this nature had been held. And it was, you know, it really blew up. It went viral all over the country because of the fact that doctors were finally speaking up. And these brave doctors, one of them approached me over the weekend and just said, you know, I want to thank you. And I'm so happy that you did what we all did, and you encouraged us to speak out. And I don't have what I had before, but I'm happier now than I was. And I guess this is what I want to talk to you about, Ed. People are, you know, they may not have their prestigious careers. They may not have the same career that they had before, but it is so much more prestigious to be truthful and doing the right thing for humanity. Would you agree?
Absolutely. I mean, people ask me, you know, why am I doing this? It's because it needed to be done. And I had no fear about doing it. And as a result of doing this, I've met the most wonderful people that share the same values as me. And, you know, we've been doing this for free. We eventually need to get day jobs. And but it's been the most fulfilling work I've ever done in my life. And I'm honored to be able to go on shows like this and present the truth. And Steve Kirsch, I saw Steve Kirsch in Maui before I took off in October of 2021. And someone asked him, he had lost his company. He was kicked off the board of directors. He was vilified by all his friends. And they said, you know, would you, knowing what happened to you, would you do this again? He said, I would do it just to save one life. And that's exactly it. It's about saving just one life. And if you can save many lives, that's a good enough thing. And you can go to the next world, happy that you're in this fight. So my charge to everyone is if you're starting to wake up, just share this life-saving information with other people. Because, you know, I said in Australia on Saturday night, you know, if you've been vaccinated, fine. And, but don't take boosters, because it's like a trade. You're on the wrong side of the trade. And the more you get boosted, the more you risk an adverse event or a problem. So stop getting a booster for a treatment we know that doesn't work at all.
Well, I'm certain that the audience, regular viewers of this broadcast, are not getting boosters. But at the same time, you know, you never know. Maybe their work's asking for it. We still have employers in Australia that are asking people to go and get more injections. It is madness. And so, you know, if you're one of those people, obviously stop immediately. These are poison shots. You said it just before, Ed. This is a national security issue. Our military have been poisoned.
Yeah, the U.S. military, and I suspect other militaries across the globe, have been poisoned. Colonel Theresa Long, who is a whistleblower in the U.S. Air Force, has said to me after I put out the vaccine damage report, she called me immediately and said, given what I'm seeing through recruitment efforts, which are low due to the woke nature of the military, those who quit because they didn't want to get vaccinated, and those who are getting disabilities, injuries, and dying, she says in 5 years, we won't have a standing military unless we stop this.
It is heartbreaking to see how many people went along with this, but I'm glad that people are waking up. By the way, Ed, do you know that the link for Finance Technologies does not work on Safari in Australia? You have to use DuckDuckGo. Would you believe that? They are actively blocking your link.
Wow, I did not know that. Someone in Australia pointed that out. I said it worked for me. So apparently your intelligence agencies are doing something, I guess.
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, I've tried from a couple of browsers. You really have to use DuckDuckGo. So for anyone watching this, you know, obviously the data is making a huge impact on the world. Go to PH Finance Technologies, finance with a PH, technologies.com. And if you go to the projects, humanity projects, they've also got resources on there. This data is really making a difference. It's waking a lot of important people up. We can't say too much about who, but let me tell you, it's waking up some important people. They're getting copies of Ed's book and they're saying, hang on a minute, I've been duped. And maybe you can spend a moment talking about that, Ed, about the fact that people who we may think were in the know actually weren't, and they're pissed.
Yeah, so I'm not going to say names, but I know some very important people in the U.S. who run big companies have received copies of my book. They took the jab, and now they're not happy. And, you know, a lot of people in the conspiracy world think that everybody at the top was in on it. That's not true. Many, many people believed and took the jab. The executives of these insurance companies took the jab. Large Fortune 500 CEOs took the jab. And they got the real deal, not some saline solution. And this book has been instrumental in waking people up, because I come at it not from a medical science point of view, but from a numbers trend analysis point of view, Wall Street. And a lot of people in corporate America understand finance and Wall Street speak, and they see these numbers and they just, their jaws drop.
Dr. Malhotra actually dropped a bombshell on the Aussie audience over the weekend, talking about the fact that he believes that there's enough evidence to declare that Shane Warne, a famous cricketer, actually died due to the jab. We know about Jamie Foxx's reaction as well, recently in the media. So I think you're right. A lot of people who we would think are in the know actually weren't. And it's, I think that the question now, Ed, is what are these people going to do with this information that they are getting? You know, these people that are now injured, these people that are, you know, may not personally be injured, but now all of a sudden their conscience is pricked once they realize, hang on a second, I took part in, maybe even promoted something publicly because of pharma backing, or because I thought, you know, I was part of the deluded people that thought that this was good for humanity. And now it's proving to not be good. So I think that, you know, it really is a call to the conscience of those people.
Yeah, this is, I look at things in terms of capital markets and stock prices and asset classes. And when you have kind of a bubble and a euphoria, it kind of exhausts itself, and then there's a tipping point, and then it goes the other way. I think we're getting closer and closer to the tipping point of people who are coming around to the conclusion that supporting this vaccine is not going to be good for your career. You're going to be on the wrong side of history. So once this starts spreading, it'll happen quick. I think we're approaching that moment. We've gone from denial. We're somewhere between denial and anger. And hopefully that anger can be put to good use and people can be activated and we start having serious investigations, congressional investigations in the U.S. I hope something happens in Australia and people pull a 180, because this isn't about, you know, unless you're directly tied to some sort of criminal activity, pulling a 180 is not a big deal. It's just admitting you're wrong. And in Wall Street, the most successful amongst us admit we're wrong and pull a 180 quickly. That's how you survive on Wall Street. To not admit you're wrong.
I think you're absolutely right. And here's the thing, we're about to go to break, Ed, but here's the thing, you're absolutely right. Even though people are so, so mad, they will still show forgiveness if you have people that start coming out now with the truth en masse. You have a window now. Here's a call to all of those people that we're addressing specifically. You have a window right now before the people get mad beyond belief, because I'll tell you what, we are not letting go of this particular crime. On the other side of the break, on the economy with Ed Dowd, we can't talk to him without talking about the economy. We'll be right back.
A lot of people have asked me, why is InfoWars Store and InfoWars Life not had a probiotic for more than 3 years? And the answer is simple. We only bring you the highest quality at the lowest prices. We had a top maker, top certified of probiotics for more than 7 years. They got bought by a libtard company and said, we're not doing business with you, Mr. Jones, anymore. Finally, we got a probiotic just as good or better with a top lab that loves our show. We're able to private label it under InfoWars MD as our probiotic formula. So you can get a super high quality probiotic for amazing gut health and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off right now. Now, wherever you get your probiotics is something everybody should be doing, but I'm asking you to try our probiotic. I think you're going to have an amazing effect and it funds our entire operation. So get your InfoWars MD probiotic today at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a high quality formula and it keeps us on the air. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. There is a war for the future happening right now. There is a war that will control my destiny, your destiny, our children's destinies. And that war is something that we can win, but it takes dedication, it takes commitment. That's why I ask listeners respectfully to go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy great products that will enrich and empower your life while keeping us on air at the very same time. InfoWarsStore.com to get a signed or unsigned copy of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, Ultimate Bone Broth, Back in Stock, Nitric Boost, the amazing CBD oil we have that's the highest quality you're going to find anywhere at more than half off. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, some of the very best products. And a lot of you have never shopped at InfoWarsStore. You've been watching for years, you've been listening for years, but you've never taken the step to go to InfoWarsStore. These are great products that really work and are amazing. Plus, they keep us on air. So again, please take action. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you. Two amazing nootropics, that means brain power, are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and they're both 50% off. We haven't offered these for 50% off since last Christmas. These are amazing products, and for those of you on the fence, I want you to try them. Brain Force Ultra hits in 15 minutes, only lasts 3 hours with no hangover. It is a game changer. Nobody's got something close to this. Then our Brain Force Plus is a good, basic, clean nootropic. Gives you 4 to 6 hours of amazing energy, again, with no hangover, no jitters. Both products back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Brain Force Ultra, your Brain Force Plus, and your Turbo Force, all exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And no, you're funding the second American Revolution, 1776 worldwide. The answer to 1984 is 1776. And the answer for energy is Brain Force. Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Brain Force Plus is great. Brain Force Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. We're here with Ed Dowd. All right, Ed, we've spoken about the fact that people are waking up to the disaster that were the injections, and we're talking about people really high up the chain because of your book, Cause Unknown, and the work of your team making waves, truly. Now, we need to talk about what's happening in the finance world, the economy, and what people can actually expect over the next 6 to 12 months.
Sure. So the Fed is going to do an interest rate decision tomorrow. Several months ago when we had some bank failures, I said that the Fed will be doing an emergency rate cut by June. Looks like I'm going to be wrong on that, but eventually even more right than I fear, because if they do raise interest rates 25 basis points, it's going to be a disaster because there's a lag on monetary changes, interest rate changes and monetary changes. So just like there was a lag on inflation when they did what they did in 2020, we saw inflation in the end of 21 and 22. The raising of interest rates, 525 basis points over a 13, 14 month period, is going to cause a liquidity event in the globe. Monetary calculations are showing that M2 is going negative for the first time since 1930 year over year growth rate. So there's a lag effect. That lag effect, if they raise again today, is going to be even worse for Q3, Q4 in the U.S. and probably Q1. So we're looking at a deep recession in the U.S. We put out a report. We're now calling for deflation a couple of weeks ago, saying that deflation will be the buzzword in Q1 of 2024. And we'll see unprecedented actions by the Fed, probably, and the government in the U.S. will probably spend, do deficit, tremendous amounts of deficit spending to take us out of what we see as a deep recession along the lines of the S&L crisis in the 1990s. So it's looking grim, but, you know, these are cycles. You can't avoid cycles. And it seems like the monetary and government authorities know that because of the leverage that any kind of recession will be bad. So you can't deny cycles. You have to pay the cycle. It's due at some point. And I think, unfortunately, they've made some egregious mistakes that are going to exacerbate the cycle on the downside.
Well, let me ask you, Ed, their goal is to switch everything to a central bank digital currency and really, you know, make it impossible for people to operate outside of that. How do you think they're going to use this to orchestrate the switch to CBDC? Is it going to be instant? Is it going to be gradual? Is it going to be offering people a UBI to switch to CBDCs? How are they going to really pull this off? Because people don't want this.
So, you know, they say don't let a good crisis go to waste. So there's a crisis coming. Many people were baffled by Speaker McCarthy giving in to the Democrats and having a debt ceiling deal without a cap. It's basically a cap in time, not amount or price. So basically, I think, and I wasn't in the room, it's speculation on my part, that they were told there's a crisis coming. We need the flexibility to spend as much as we can to save the economy. And I think that's why the deal went through. So in the midst of this crisis, there'll be, by very serious people, we suspect, the floating of central bank digital currency, which many people don't know about yet. So they'll float the idea to the general public, and they'll probably, in the midst of a growing unemployment rate, they'll offer a UBI, universal basic income, but you'll have to take the CBDC in order to get it. So it's going to be the carrot and the stick. Carlos, Yuri, and I are of the belief that this will definitely be introduced or floated sometime in Q4, Q1, maybe Q2 of next year. But in the depths of the crisis, it'll be offered as a solution, we think.
Is it, you know, we've heard about the cyber shutdowns. We had the World Economic Forum warn us that over the next 2 years, cyber shutdowns were going to be the main thing. Do you think it's feasible that they'll do something like that and then launch CBDCs as the only solution moving forward?
Look, these folks from the World Economic Forum, you and I talked about this when we first met, the first interview we did over a year ago. You're one of my first interviewers that started to focus on my data, so I applaud you. You and I laughed about the clownish, evil bond villains. These people are jokes. They literally, they're selling things that just no one wants. You'll own nothing and be happy. You'll eat the bugs. I mean, it's comical. So they now warn us about cyber shutdowns. If they were to occur, it would be hard to do. And if it happens, we all know why. So it won't be because of some, you know, attack from Iran or Russia. It'll be our own government shutting the switch off itself to create fear. So the good news is there's enough of us that are aware of this scam that if it does happen, we're not going to be in fear. We're not going to be like, oh, save us, give me a CBDC. I think there's enough people awake now, especially because of the vaccine disaster, that this isn't going to work. I don't think it's going to work.
I don't think it will either, and I think too many people will be in an uproar. What I'm trying to establish is whether they already have the platform set up to essentially give people no option other than CBDC. Is the technology ready?
I don't think so, and we haven't seen the bank consolidation in the U.S. That needs to happen first, and you know, with what's going on with the yield curve and the 14 years of zero interest rates, a lot of regional banks, because of what the Fed did, are upside down. So they have tremendous losses on their books. They can't raise deposit rates, and people are going and taking deposits out and putting them in money market funds, which give them a higher rate. So it's a disintermediation of a lot of regional banks. There'll be consolidation, whether by design or incompetence. It doesn't really matter. Again, I wasn't in the room, but the end result will be fewer banks in the U.S., and it would be easier to introduce a CBDC with fewer banks. If they try to do it too soon, it won't work as effectively in the U.S. We're different than a lot of countries. We still have a very robust banking system that's not just, you know, six banks. I know in Australia you guys have like four big banks, and that's about it.
We do have other community banks. After I was debanked, I went to a community bank. Not that I was with one of the big four before. I haven't been for many, many years, but they are definitely, I mean, as far as the big four go, listen to this, everyone. One of the big four is asking people to, in order to be able to continue using their online banking services, they have to agree to new privacy amendments, if you will. And that includes the bank collecting your religious data, your political views, your gender, ideology. I mean, this is just insane. And on top of that, one of the big four, another one of the big four has said, well, we're going to start shutting down our branches. I mean, they've been doing this everywhere. Regional branches have been shutting down for some time. You can't go to a bank, you know, or it's open. If you're in a regional area, it's open between the hours of 2 to 4 on a Tuesday and that's it. It's insane. But on top of that, they've said you can't get money over the counter. You have to go to an ATM and you're capped at $1,000 a day. This is happening now in Australia, and another big bank has joined suit. So where I said, look, it's starting, and people said to me, oh, Maria, it's just a few branches. You're fear mongering. Well, guys, this is how it starts, and it's a systematic conditioning so that, okay, it's just a few branches. You know, don't be dramatic. It will be every branch. Why on earth have we got banks telling you, you can't have your own money? It's your money over the counter. You're not allowed. So, I mean, they're already setting up the building blocks for this, especially in our country, Ed. We've got about a minute left. Just let people know where they can find you and follow your work, Ed, please.
Before I do that, let's back up to what you said about banks requiring your religious beliefs and political views. That's the beginning of a social credit score. That you must fight at all costs. And if these people want that information, go to a community bank if you can find one. That's my call there. You can find me on Twitter at Dowd Edward, D-O-W-D Edward, Getter at Edward Dowd. We have a website, Finance Technology, spelled with a P-H instead of an F. It's got all the receipts. And also my book, Cause Unknown, The Epidemic of Sudden Death in 21 and 22, is a good way to convince your loved ones that something horrible went on during COVID.
It's a really great book. I've seen it. I'm yet to read it in its entirety, but it's really, really, I'm encouraging people to check it out on Amazon. Cause Unknown. Ed Dowd, thank you so much for your time today. God bless you. Tonight, Z Media's got a report coming out on our weekly broadcast, Zero Time, where we actually discuss the breaking news this week. The WHO has announced the global vax pass. They want to essentially tie this to your social credit score, your central bank digital currency, and everything else that they're planning. But as Ed said, I really don't think that they're going to succeed, and it's because we're getting stronger every single day. I appreciate your time and Ed's time today, everyone. We'll see you all very, very soon. Here's Owen Schroyer. God bless.
In the short time we have, I can't get into all the incredible ingredients in Superfemal Vitality. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, read about the ingredients, look them up for yourself, and then understand, this is cold-pressed herbs, so it has a more powerful effect in the body. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Supermel Vitality is selling out. It's an incredible formula for stamina, energy, libido. Only a few hundred bottles left. But the good news is we have several thousand bottles left of Superfemal Vitality. That's the same formula. It boosts men. It boosts women. It works great. But women like pink labels. Men like different color labels. So it works for men as well. It's the same formula. It's an incredible formula. And it funds our operation. And here's another important part of the overall information. It's 50% off for a limited time. So get your Super Female Vitality for men and women at InfoWarsStore.com right now for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. Super Female Vitality, 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.